Infinity Broadcasting. This is 1027 WNEW, New York.
Our listeners are so quick and with it. Steven, or whoever your name is. All right.
Steve?
Yeah, well, yes, you. You just spoke. Go ahead, talk. You.
Yeah, me.
Yeah, yes, what's you. Your name?
Okay. Steven.
Well, what, you f***ing asshole? Oh, my God. Son of a bitch! I hope he's very upset.
All I want to do is defend.
How stupid do you have to be on the phone and someone calls your name and you don't answer?
All I want to do is
shut up! Shut up! Shut up! You fucking asshole! Did he just lose his effing mind?
No! Opie and Anthony.
I hate people that don't get it.
God damn, does that piss me off?
I'm a freaking lunatic.
You are.
It's like, I don't care about nothing, man. Roll another blunt. Yeah.
Clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high. La da. I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah,
hey,
cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next one. Go to the next one. Go to the next one.
I was gonna go to work, but then I got high. I just got a new promotion, but I got high. Now I'm selling dope, and I know why.
Why, man?
Hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna go to court before I got high. I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
La da 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 da. My whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high.
I'm serious, man.
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high. La da da da. Now I'm a paraplegic, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because yeah. I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da da. I was gonna pay my car note until I got high.
Say what? Say what?
I wasn't gonna gamble on the boat,
yeah,
but then I got high. La da. Now the tow truck's pulling away, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da da. I was gonna make love to you, but then I got high.
I'm serious.
I was gonna eat your but then I got high. Now I'm and I know why.
Turn this up.
Yeah, because I got high.
Hey, go.
Because I got high.
Hey, do that over,
because
man.
I got high.
Hey, come on, man. Don't, like, come on. Come on.
Go.
Go.
I messed up my entire life because I got high.
Go. Go. Go.
I lost my kids and wife because I got high.
Say what? Say what? Say what?
Now I'm sleeping on the sidewalk, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Marijuana is the bomb.
Da, 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 da. I'ma stop singing this song because I'm high.
Baby,
I'm singing this whole thing wrong because I'm high.
Bring it back, bring it back.
And if I don't sell one copy, I'll know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I'm high. Cause I'm high.
Marijuana is a narcotic, medically and legally. It never did anybody any good and does everybody a lot of harm.
He really is high, man.
Shoop, shoop, shooby-doo-wah.
Get jiggy with it. Skippity-bee-bop.
Skippity-doo-wah. Oh, bring it back, bring it back, bring it back.
Yeah. Say what, say what. Oh, cause I'm high. Cause I'm high. Cause I'm high.
What a clock at,
my name is Afro Man, and I'm from East Palmdale.
East Palmdale.
And all the weed I be smoking is bomb as hell, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Excellent delivery.
I don't believe in Hitler. That's what I said.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So all of you skins, please give me more.
Afro, the funk,
yeah. And welcome to the Opie and Anthony Show.
Hello.
What's up, Anthony?
What's slamming?
Phone numbers, if you're in New York, 877-692-1027. The national number, 866-277-4. Wow. Let's go right to the phones and talk to Ralph. Ralph, what's up?
How you doing, O&A?
All right, man.
Yo, come on, guys. Stern was playing that Monday morning.
What?
Stern was playing that Monday morning.
Stern was playing that song Monday morning. And
yeah.
And why does that matter?
You guys could try to be a little more original.
Hey, did he write that?
Hey, Ralph, douchebag. Every freaking radio station in America is playing that song, you idiot.
Everyone's playing it. Why? Did he write it? Did he perform it?
That song is being played on about 5 radio stations in New York alone, you douchebag.
What's wrong with you, man?
Yeah,
hang up.
Ugh.
You want to talk about something Howard's doing? He's using all our phrases on his stupid show and embarrassing himself.
Yeah,
where are the calls for that?
Where are the calls for balloon knot and other terminology we've been using on this show?
Rich, what's going on?
What's going on, O&A?
Hey, man.
This morning, I don't care if almost you guys even care or not, but I heard balloon knot, rusty trombone, Cleveland steamer.
Yeah.
He's using them all this morning.
Of course, that's what he does. And then he says everyone is ripping him off. He finds the best stuff other jocks are doing. He uses them, and then he yells and screams that everyone rips him off. Let me tell you something.
Cool.
Balloon knot, we've been using that stupid term on this show for, I don't know, well over 3 years.
Hell yeah.
My brother came up with the term years ago.
Funny line.
And now it's so funny that Howard's using it. Great. But don't go yelling and screaming that everyone's ripping you off. You look kind of stupid today if our listeners are tuning in your show and you're making believe that you're coming up with all these terms.
Yeah. Be a hypocrite. And the brainwashed listeners, just please. What? Because you play a song that wasn't written or performed by him, and he's played it on the show along with many other radio shows in New York. It's just a fun song. Pretty cool tune, right?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
It's a feel-good song.
And
a good way to start the show today.
And you're so brainwashed that is ripping him off? What? How the hell do you get to that point in your life where you call us up, hey, do something original? Does that mean anybody that plays, you play a Limp Bizkit tune, you're ripping off another station that played it? He didn't write that. I wonder if he's getting any calls from people saying, oh, now something happens live on your show and you find a website and put live video on it. Something we've been doing for 6 years. We don't jump on it and go, hoo-hoo, they're ripping us off. But guaranteed, if he had spent the past 6 years putting video clips on a website and something happened in here and we had never done it before, and something happened in here and we said, hey, go to a website. You know how many brainwashed, moronic tools it called going, oh, now you're putting stuff on a website? Be original.
We have been.
Give it up. But get your own life.
We're pretty much the first radio show in America that took advantage of the internet in a big, bad way over 6 years ago.
Don't, get a life. My God.
But to go on the radio and make believe, you know, you came up with the term balloon knot and all those other terms that have been floating around the internet for probably 10 years.
Yeah.
We have a whole glossary of, you know, terms for body parts on one of our websites, foundrymusic.com.
Yeah.
It's been up there for years. It's been passed around from office to office for many, many years. And now he's going to make believe that, you know, this is a cool thing to do. And he's going to come up with all his terms.
Yeah, let's be real here.
Donkey Please. Punch and all that crap, that crap's been said for many years.
Yeah.
So shut up, douchebag.
There you go.
Hey, welcome. We're ripping someone off because we're playing a song that, oh, my God, maybe 100 to 200 stations across America are playing right now.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Get your own brain, for God's sake.
Anyway, Anthony, here we are.
Yeah.
For another fine radio program.
Nice.
What, Ben?
So that's right, old bait.
Tommy, what's going on?
You guys better stop biting off Stern, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay.
No, Opie, you just coughed. He coughed last Thursday.
Yeah,
I love you bastards.
All right, thanks, Tommy. You know, we try not to play that game, but you guys force us from time to time.
Yeah.
You know. Howie knows where Balloon Knot came from, and most of those terms he's been using on his show lately.
Yeah. So please.
He had nothing to do with it, so don't start, you know, calling other radio guys, including us, and saying that we're ripping him off.
Right.
Because we used the term Balloon Knot, something we've used for many years.
Yeah.
And Donkey Punch and all that crap.
You know, somebody actually wrote an email the other day and said that he was crediting celebrity golf tournaments, you know, where they take the cameras out, go to a golf course where celebrities are playing golf, saying that he started that whole thing with the tennis match that he played with Gary many years ago. And I'm reading it going, now, if that was said, that had to be a joke. No one in their right mind could claim that they came up with
the celebrity tournament idea. The celebrity sports tournament concept.
You know, be real.
Maybe he's God. Maybe he invented everything.
Maybe.
Maybe he's going to show his true identity.
That's
soon to
right.
Everybody. Gets ridiculous after a while. Tony, what's going on?
Howard and Eve.
Dude, I'll make this short and sweet.
Yeah, Tony.
All right, difference between you guys and hook-nosed schmuck boy over there is at least you guys have the balls to put even his stupid-ass listeners on the air, let them say their piece. We call there to call them out. I mean, you know, it sounds like we have no life. Why would we do that? But don't claim something for your own and then try to rag on us. At least all my point is you guys have the balls to put anybody on the air, let them say their piece.
Hey, we got to defend ourselves because, you know, when we come to work and we get hundreds, and I mean hundreds of email from you guys saying, oh, my God, he's starting to use Balloon Knot and all the stuff, you know, we've been using on the show for 3 years, mm-hmm. even longer, some of these terms, you know, we feel like we have to, you know, say something about it.
Right.
You know what? You guys have talent. You're original. And ooh, that's him, huh?
All right, Tony.
Please,
thank you.
Later, guys.
Bye. Joe, you're next on the Opie and Anthony show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Just want to say, man, long time, diehard Stern fan. But, you know, what's right is right, man. You guys are right. I mean, the guy, it convinced me the other day when I called up to ask him about this very stuff you're talking about, you know, because even though you guys do the same format, you guys have come up with a lot of good stuff, a lot of good, your own original stuff, which really no other DJs like Man Queer or any of those lamos could ever do.
Without a doubt, and that's why we get really pissed off, because we know we're original. We know we do our own thing. The one thing we've told just about everyone that has interviewed us lately is that, yeah, we're in the same genre as Howard, but we have done a lot of brand new things with our show.
Right. I think the thing that it is about you guys is, number one, you're right there. Number two, you're Infinity, and he just, you know, for building that company. Yeah, he did build it, but it's like saying, like, nobody should have wrote rock and roll after Elvis did. He did create it. He did take it a lot further, you know, than most people were doing, whether he just got it more famous at the time or what. He had great entertaining radio over the years, but, you know, a lot of people are doing it now. Whether, you know, fine, you created it, but he's lost it, man. I mean, his energy is completely out the door. You guys are doing stuff back from the early 90s when he had Billy West, and
he was great.
And that's the energy you've got now, and he's lost it and can't find it again.
Joe, you're killing me because he didn't create it.
Well, I mean, he made not create the format. I mean, take it to where it is now, like what all the shows are doing.
He made it better, but he didn't create it.
No, not okay.
We have a tape of, and we can pull it out today if you really need to hear this. We have a tape of Scott Muni. He worked at WNEW for literally 40 years. I don't even know when he started. We have a tape from like early 70s of him having a stripper in the studio.
Taking her clothes off.
So, yeah, but, you know, the stripper thing. I'm just talking about, you know, the stream of consciousness type of show that a lot of people are doing. I'm not saying that they shouldn't be doing it, and I'm not saying, you know, he invented it all, but, you know, he opened the doors for a lot of people. You guys have said that, but he's too carried away with himself.
You know what I told Rolling Stone when they interviewed us? It's coming out in a few weeks.
Yeah.
And I hope they print this, because they asked us about the whole Howard thing and the imitators and all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
I go, could you imagine if John Lennon was alive today and him walking around just telling all the bands that are out today that they're all ripping him off?
He would look like
how ridiculous John Lennon would look.
Yeah, that gets old after. I mean, it's just it's the only thing he's ever clutched to, and it's always seemed to work, but you guys are just as truthful as he used to be, and now he's threatened, you know.
Well, hundreds and hundreds of email today about, this Howard doing this glossary of terms thing. Something we've been doing forever.
Yeah, I know. I think he's just poking back at you guys like in a roundabout kind of way, trying to piss you off.
Could be. Whatever.
You know.
We're here and we're not going anywhere.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Hey, hats off to you guys. You don't back down an inch. That's why I respect you. I think you're doing a good job.
Joe, I say it all the time. We always win in the end.
All right, man.
Another example of that. We got opieandanthony.com back.
Yep.
That's it. Remember the douchebag that stole opieandanthony.com, our website?
Then tried to put some stuff on there.
And made it into an anti-Opie and Anthony site. Howard this, Howard that. Douchebag was like, you know, trying to hold us hostage.
Yeah.
Wanted thousands and thousands of dollars. Well, there's another person that lost, and we win in the end. We got opieandanthony.com back.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pain in the ass, but we did it. Douche. Count how many times I say douchebag today. Nick.
Yo.
What's up?
How you doing?
All right.
This whole Stern thing, I got to put the comment in. First off, Stern's a has-been, and he knows it. Just the other day, he proved that when he had his little incident on his show, and he's talking about his website, and he didn't even know he had a website. You know, and he's going to sit there, you know, and everyone's going to say, oh, Stern this, Stern that, you know. F. Stern, it's you guys are fresh, you're new, you're funny,
you know,
as well.
Just wait for this one to come out, how, you know, now every DJ has a website because of me.
Oh, yeah.
Every DJ is now putting video clips on the website because of me.
Right.
Exactly.
You're going to hear that.
It's bull because he knows damn right well. I mean, you guys pull one hell of a bass. I'm down here in South Jersey. You got one hell of a bass building. I just want you to know, man, if anything, he's biting off of you. So keep plugging, man.
All right. Well, we've been putting stuff on our website from our show for, like Ann said, 6 or 7 years now. So
whatever you want to do, that's fine. Like now, if you want to put stuff on the website, you know, that's great. Fine. But then to turn around and start saying, you know, I started this, because then you get the few real mutants that actually believe that crap. You know, they actually buy it. Ugh.
All right, Nick. Thank you.
All right. Take care, guys.
Bye.
Edge bunny.
Okay, terrific. Look how. All right, I'll put a couple idiots through because we're not afraid like other shows. Yes, Rich, go ahead. Say your stupid comment.
No. Why? See why you jumping down my throat already?
Go ahead.
Because it's stupid.
No, it's not stupid. I'm just saying.
Go ahead.
All these guys that call up right now and say F Howard, F this that.
That's not what we're trying to do here. We are trying to protect our show and what we do.
You guys are great. You guys are
what
original.
We do every afternoon from 3 to 7.
Right. You guys are original. I like you guys. I listen to Howard, too. I listen to you guys. But, Howard doesn't talk about you guys. You guys shouldn't waste your time talking about him.
Because he's the bigger fish. And this is...
He is a bigger fish.
Let me tell you why we bring him up from time to time. I'll tell you. Because there's been a bunch of guys in Ant and I's position where Howard crushed because they didn't freaking fight.
And he does talk about us in terms of saying things like, my clones, my copycats, they're ripping me off.
That's wrong.
Yeah, so you know something? The fact that he doesn't mention our names just shows you who's a pussy. Come on.
Rich, I'll tell you this. There's been a bunch of pussies that came before us that laid down and died. And you know what? We're not going to do it.
I agree.
You think the company's really happy right now because we're doing this?
No.
But we know it has to be done to, you know, protect our show and what we do. So F for everybody.
All right, behind all the media and everything, how do you guys really feel about Howard? I mean, his show.
I don't really give a flying F about him.
Yeah,
if it wasn't for him, you guys wouldn't have your show.
That's not true.
It is true.
He does his thing, and we do our thing.
I know, but if it wasn't for him opening the doors, it's
the media, and it's the listeners that are trying to stir up a battle. We don't care. We just don't want to be called imitators and all that crap. So we defend ourselves.
You guys are original, but I mean, Howard's got a good show. You guys got a good show. I'd love to see you guys go in the mornings and compete, and then all these guys that are calling and say Howard sucks. Who's the real fans? Howard.
And the funny thing is, these idiots. You know, that want to jump down our throat, they don't remember the good things we have said in the last 3 years. One of them being that, you know, the company's completely insane for not having Howard on every freaking, talk station that we're on.
Yeah.
It started in New York. The New York station, you know, our morning show, they're trying real hard, but they're still not doing much of anything. And I said it a real long time ago that if you're trying to do an extreme talk radio station, it's stupid not to have Howard in the morning, and then you build from there.
There you go.
But, you know, people don't remember all that stuff. And we don't spend that much time on it. Because now we're going to move on with our show. Hoo-hoo-hoo. See, there's a million people, and you know what? We said what we had to say, and we'll
there you go.
We'll
because whenever it pops up, it has to be, we have to comment on it. There you go. If it gets a little out of hand, we got to keep people in check. Give them a reality check. That's all.
Hey, Fred, you're next on Opie and Anthony.
You know, I've listened to Howard, too. You guys are just so real, and he's so scripted. I don't even know how he can... I mean, is everybody a copy of Adam and Eve? I mean, what the hell's going on with this guy? He lost his identity completely with the divorce, and I think that's what's troubling him the most. He's searching for a new identity. He sees what's happening. And he's not stupid. He sees.
There you go. So
you guys are the kickers.
There you go. So he'll bite off us a little bit and then, yell how everyone's ripping him off.
It's so obvious. I mean, he's just so bland now. It's not the same as it was.
All right, Fred. Thank you. We could do this forever. So let's move on, Anthony, okay?
Yeah.
We have a good show today.
Man, we've had some bang-up programs this week. The party atmosphere. It's weird. It's almost lonely in here today.
No, we got a lot of people coming in.
Yeah, I know.
We got Lounge Against the Machine in studio today. We have Frank Caliendo in studio today,
mm-hmm.
The guy that does the great John Madden and many other people.
Yes.
And much, much more. We got 2 days left to qualify for our Man Boob contest, Anthony.
Had some good contestants in yesterday. There was the guy with the Asian woman breasts.
Did you see that on the website?
Yeah.
It's pretty scary.
Yeah, it looks like a chick.
So, guys, if you think you can beat what's up on the website, you got to, today or tomorrow during the show to come down and show us what you got, okay?
Right.
We're going to expand these contests to all the other cities very, very soon. But, we have to work out the details. So, unfortunately, to qualify, you got to come down to our studio in New York, all right?
Yes.
And for fuller hair, a thinner body, and a fresher look, see Dr. Gregory Pistone. He's helping us out with this contest. Because he's going to fix one of these guys' man boobs and make it look good and natural, okay? He's got a website. The guy's out of Philadelphia, www.drpistone.com. That's P-I-S-T-O-N-E. Also sponsoring this is goldenpalace.com. When you vote on the man boobs, you'll have a chance to enter for a trip to Hedonism 3. What are you laughing at, Ant?
I'm scrolling through some of the pictures now, and dude, God, these are the worst. The top shot of... contestant 6, Brian, the above shot is just, he's got the pointy, big boobs. But they all have really bad breasts.
The guy with the Asian boobs, though, that's really disturbing.
Because he's not a fat guy.
No, and he's got just little banana boobs. It's just... All right, so come down for that. And more. I wanted to play the Garrett Morris clip. Ben, can we find that real fast? Or we might not even have time because we wasted show time on crap. Want to play the Gary Morris from the other day?
Is it him singing?
Yeah, it's we had Garrett Morris from SNL in. Oh, that's the long version. We don't.
He was out of his mind.
The Garrett Morris? Yeah.
It's a little long.
No, not that one.
Yeah. What's the matter, Rick?
Just everything.
What's the problem? Did you hear from Cindy Williams' publicist yet?
Yeah, that's... Hey, you can bring that.
Did she call you up?
Yeah, but I never called her back.
What did she say?
I never called her back.
You can't find it. All right, we'll just take a break. We'll figure it out. Stay there.
What country are you from?
What?
What ain't no country I ever heard of? They speak English and what?
What?
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
Yeah.
Then you know what I'm saying.
What?
Say what again.
Yeah.
Say what again. I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more damn time.
Yeah, yeah. Do it again.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Destroy, destroy!
What much?
Opie and Anthony Show.
Real fast, lots of instant feedback coming in, Anthony.
Yeah.
Dan from Hoboken. If radio were action movies, Stern would be Star Wars and you guys are The Matrix.
Oh, great. The Matrix. How's your sex life? A lot of people would love to find a way to make their sex lives a little more fun.
I thought we were more like Tron.
Tron. Try Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed.
Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed.
It's the name of the herb. The guys at Pinnacle didn't make it up. Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed, it's a botanical complex, and it's designed to enhance libido and sexual performance based on all the latest scientific research into sexual performance and well-being. And Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed, the only formula clinically tested, doctor-recommended. In a recent study conducted by a Manhattan internist, 60% of the male participants reported positive benefits from Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed. One couple said the Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed made their already torrid sexual activities earth-shattering. Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed. Get it at GNC, the vitamin shop, and other vitamin retailers. Or call them up, 1-800-899-5323. Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed. Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed. It's an all-natural erector set is what they call it. Pinnacle Horny Goat Weed. GNC, the vitamin shop, other vitamin stores, or 1-800-899-5323.
Checking out the Opie and Anthony Show. Thanks, man. 866-277-4WOW if you want in today. Hey, Jay, what's up?
Oh, and hey, what's up?
Hey, man.
All right, I know you got a man boob contest going on. We log on to vote. But what exactly are we voting for? Like, the best-looking man boobs? I don't get it.
Oh, no.
I think you're voting for the guy that could be helped the most.
Yeah. That he's the most, like, hard up?
Well... See, I think a lot of people are going to just vote for the fattest guy.
Nah.
You got to look at these boobs and think, who will benefit the most if he gets rid of his man boobs?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, otherwise you could just measure him and see who has the biggest boobs.
Yeah, no. The winner's going to get a free procedure from Dr. Gregory Pistone. I guess he does wonders.
Yeah.
Which guy could benefit the most?
All right, guys.
And in my opinion, it's not necessarily the fat guys.
Sometimes I think the fat guys are some of the worst.
I got to go.
All right, guys. Thanks, Jay.
They're just going to get rid of their man boobs, and you're not even going to notice because they're going to have the big gut and the rest of the fat around them. But if, like, the one guy with the little Asian boobs.
I mean, hello. Who saw that coming when he took his shirt off? You know what I'm saying?
All of a sudden, he had very little breasts.
I think it's very important to vote for the guy that you would think would benefit the most from having this procedure done.
Yeah.
If you think it's the fat guys, then go for it. I personally would go on record. Asian boobs, man. I hope it doesn't swing the vote or anything.
Well, so far, we'll see where that turns up.
Yeah, we got a few more guys coming down today and tomorrow, and that is it. Then the voting will start, I don't know, maybe late tomorrow or early Monday, okay? And you can go to opieandanthony.com. To check out everything we have to offer on this radio show.
Uncle John?
Uncle John on three.
Uncle John.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Uncle John.
How's it going today?
Pretty good.
Hey, I'm going to revert back to yesterday's house in the corner for a minute.
Cindy Williams.
Yeah.
I'm listening to the Metal Web. I think I might take a ride over Saturday and see if I can get her to sign a picture with you guys.
Oh, yeah, let us know what happened.
Yeah, then I'll come in and you can rip it up on air or something.
I'm kind of bummed she didn't have a sense of humor yesterday.
Oh, she had none, man. It was wonderful. I loved it.
Maybe someone should bring a deck down there and try to get an autograph.
I don't have one to offer, sorry. All right, guys, I'll talk to you.
All right, Uncle John, thank you.
Bye.
Maybe we can send someone down there with a cat and try to get her autograph, a picture of us or something, or a last shirt. So I'd like a little pop-off on that. I don't think we're ever going to get Rick on the phone.
Let's have Rick try to get on the phone.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Why is Rick putting his head down? Rick? He got some bad jobs.
You want us to call? We call and do the one-sided conversation. You want to do that? That could be a lot of fun if Anthony does.
Oh, yeah.
No problem.
What, the publicist?
Yeah, the publicist.
Oh, we can't call
her? I don't have a direct number for her.
Oh.
They were too smart. But this guy was paging me last night at 8 o'clock. I'm on the train trying to get home, and I just see his number keep flashing up on my page.
I call him up, and then we'll talk to the guy and smooth things over.
I'll smooth it over. Watch me in action. I am the diplomat.
You could, ask how she's feeling and stuff today.
Yeah.
And how it went.
I'll be nice.
Try to get him on the air. If not, we'll just do the one-sided conversation thing, okay?
Guaranteed. We'll get her to call back and do the same goddamn thing.
No, here, Ant. Just give it right to Anthony.
That's a recording. Son of a bitch.
Oh, well.
Maybe later.
Well, Rick, leave a message and say you're returning the call. See, now you can be brave because you know it's an answer machine.
You give them the hotline number. Leave the hotline number.
Hey, are these guys ready outside?
Not yet.
Not yet? Okay.
Not yet.
You hear that? All right. We got like a band today.
Yeah. Got a band on the show.
Lounge Against the Machine. They're going to hang out and, like, you know, play some stuff as we go in and out of breaks and stuff. We've played a lot of their tracks on the show already. They do very different versions of a lot of popular songs,
mm-hmm.
like Nine Inch Nails, Closer, Bullet the Blue Sky from U2, Creep from Radiohead, Rape Me from Nirvana is really, really funny.
Haunting.
Smack My Bitch Up. They do some Rage Against the Machine, Suck My Kiss.
Looking forward to hearing it.
Matter of fact, here, I'll just give you a taste, because these guys are getting set to play today. Then we got to talk about the Call Me Now lady.
Yeah. Miss Cleo.
Lounge Against the Machine.
Yeah,
a little taste.
Here's one for the ladies. Rape me.
Yeah.
Rape me, my friend. Come on, rape me. Rape me again. I'm not the only.
Big stand-up bass out there and everything.
Yeah. Me, my friend. I'm not the only one. No, 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 no. I'm not the only one. My favorite inside stores. I'll kiss your open sores. Thank you. Appreciate your concern. You always stink and burn.
Yeah.
Rape me, my friend. Ow, rape me. Rape me again.
Everybody, rape me. Put your hands together. Rape me again.
Rock.
There you go. Lounge Against the Machine. Rape me.
Where do these guys play?
We'll ask them.
Yeah.
You want to talk to the lead singer?
Yeah.
Get the lead singer in here, Stink.
What do they do?
The lead singer.
Where is he?
Hey.
Hey, what's up, man?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
You're the lead singer?
Nice voice
there.
Yeah,
Richard Cheese, thank you so much for having me in.
Richard Cheese.
Can I just say I love you guys?
Yes, Richard Cheese. He looks very funny.
He looks like Kevin Meaney a little bit.
Yes, I feel like
really?
Kevin Meaney.
Yeah, anyone tell you that before?
No.
No?
No. Mm-hmm. Kevin Meaney's wife. Thank you. I love you guys. Seriously, we just got here and we were listening to the show. What is it, the Balloon Knot?
Hey, you
seriously,
like that?
You guys made that up. I've known that for years. That's where I stole it from. I
that old gang. There you have it. So what's up, Richard Cheese?
We are in town for a big show Friday night at the Mercury Lounge, and we are honored to be here. Seriously.
Cool.
We're big shots being on the Open Anthony show.
Where do you guys play?
We're playing, we play at the House of Blues in Los Angeles. We're on tour right now. We just played a big festival show in Philadelphia. We're playing in Baltimore this Sunday and Vegas in August.
Vegas. Now, that's got to be
that's
a thrill, right?
Yeah.
We got to get these guys to one of our road shows.
We would love it.
We do some crazy things at our road shows, man.
What do you wear out there in Vegas?
Tuxedo.
You're gonna have the whole thing?
Yeah, we got the whole band. We all wear ties.
Tuxes.
And, I wear a tux for the opening part of the show, and then I put on the big tiger skin number at the end. It's pretty slick.
Oh, sort of a... What is that, Siegfried and Roy look?
Yeah, without the gay part.
Without the gay part.
Yeah,
just hard to do. Hard to do with the Siegfried and Roy.
So, what songs you guys want to do today?
Well, we are ready to play almost anything.
We've played probably half the album on the show.
That's very kind. We have a bunch of new stuff too.
I want to hear something newer. Maybe Hash Pipe.
Hash Pipe.
Hash Pipe's one of our numbers.
That'd be good. One of your numbers. Yeah.
One of the numbers that we pull. You know, it's all about the great songs that the kids are listening to today. these are timeless classics.
Right.
You know, some of the best songs are being written right now, and we're very lucky.
What are some of the newer ones that
we do Slim Shady, by the Eminem. He's good. And
the Eminem,
we've got, let's see here.
The Thong Song?
Sorry to interrupt you. The Naked Why is the Naked Cowboy here?
What is he doing here?
He's not naked, is he?
Well, he's probably in his underwear.
Why is he here?
He was upstairs.
We were talking about this guy yesterday. Richard Cheese.
What?
I think you're talking about him yesterday. That's probably why he's here.
This is the guy, Richard Cheese, that in Times Square, here in the heart of New York City. He goes around with a cowboy hat, tidy whities, and boots, and plays his guitar, and I guess people throw money at him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can we get him for an opener?
Yeah, you know, you might want to talk with him.
Wow.
I don't think his music's that good. That's why he has to do this.
And he sells all kinds of merchandise on his website.
You want to bring him in?
You could.
You want to humor us, Richard? And
yeah, go, anytime,
just,
baby.
Just go with this?
All
right.
I have all day.
Bring in the Naked Cowboy because he's not going to be here too long.
Well, I'm the Naked Cowboy coming to a town near you. Well, I'm the Naked Cowboy coming to a town near you.
Yes, he's in his tidy whities.
What's up, guys?
And his cowboy hat.
We were talking about you yesterday, and now you're here today.
Yeah, I got a huge email list of people who have emailed me at nakedcowboy.com. And, of course, when I'm on any radio, TV ad, whether it be in the United States or abroad, I get tipped off, and then I follow up.
What happened?
But
where did you get to the point where you had to put on your underwear and your cowboy hat and boots and go out into Times Square?
Well, actually, I've been arrested 43 times in 42 states outside of New York City, so I go everywhere.
Yeah.
Times Square is just where I've been settling on because I've been doing literally, I mean, I did a Japanese film documentary just the other day on the world's most amazing people that will air on Global Japan. I've done that for South Korea, Germany. I mean, I'm on TV
How
radio
about
every day.
That?
Hey, Rick,
in the world right here. 8 hours a day.
Rick, why don't you take pictures of the Naked Cowboy?
If you really want to live and feel the way I feel.
All right.
Is you've this... got to whip out your balls of steel. Yeah.
See, they all must have that naked theme running through them, I guess.
I got a whole big group of love songs.
Now, how long have you been trying to make it in the music business?
I'm not going to be a musician. I am going to be the most celebrated entertainer of all time doing major, for the most part, TV. Making brief appearances. Yes, I am.
Like wearing briefs right now.
Most celebrated
very brief appearance.
Of all time.
Yeah, he's got his briefs on. And
two pairs at all time. I'm wearing twice as much as a big-time wrestler.
I think you should have maybe, stuffed him a little bit there.
No. What? With two socks? The homophobes say I'm a queer, but I like chicks and beer. Everywhere I swing my ass in my cowboy gear. The homophobes say I'm a queer, but I like chicks and beer. I like chicks and beer. Yeah.
There you go.
All right. There's the naked cowboy.
How many times a day does someone try to punch you when you're hanging out in Times Square?
I have maybe one person out of a whole day that'll even say something like...
I'm not even going to lie to you. We all walked by yesterday, and the girls were just losing their ass, and the boyfriends were all getting pissed off and stuff because they were getting pictures with you.
Yeah. Kind of like, I guess the girls like you.
They hate you when you're beautiful.
Oh, that must be it, right? Sure.
He just kind of looks ridiculous, right, Frank Caliendo?
Times Square is where people come to see, this strung out little idiot who's still trying, and this is the epitome of all of it.
You're pretty much all that's left, though.
Pathetic image.
You're all that's left in Times Square, to tell you the truth. We were talking about that yesterday, too.
Left when they saw me.
You'd turn down a street corner, you'd see oral favors being given out by a dumpster years ago, and Giuliani cleaned the whole thing up, but now you're pretty much the only naked thing in Times Square.
Well, again, it's a registered trademark. It's beautiful. No one can top it. It's just...
Do you play anywhere besides Times Square? Do you get to...
I've been leading all national parades. I'm now the Cincinnati Reds mascot by simply running out in the field in underwear with a ball glove. Getting arrested there. Now I've gotten arrested in five other ball fields, Comiskey, Wrigley. And now I get arrested just for being there. I just go in...
Oh, really?
And just switch real quick and they'll show me on ESPN. I mean, I have a commercial for ESPN that I'm not... I had nothing to do with it.
Naked Cowboy,
beautiful.
Richard Cheese here asking you a question. Have you ever gotten paid for anything ever? That's where you need to turn the corner.
For 2.5 years, I've been paying. I've worked as a waiter at TGI Fridays to do all the birthdays.
So you have a job?
Yeah, I was doing that. About 27 days. I got a book I'm writing.
Of course.
You can read the book already at NakedCowboy.com. Again, that's another book, Legend of Naked Cowboy. Sorry about that.
Naked Cowboy, you have very pretty eyes.
Thank you very much. Listen, about 21 days ago, someone tried to give me a $5 bill on Times Square, which I never take money.
You don't take money?
Well, they're always
like, how do you make your money then?
Well, listen, I was paying for this stuff myself. That's my point. Somebody tried to give me a $5, and I was like, all right, I took the $5. And then I went ahead and took the ones. I had like $48. The next day I wrote tips on the side of my boots, as you see. And now I'm making like $600 to $800 in an 8-hour shift every day.
Where do you keep the money?
On TV. No one can tell.
Obviously not in the front of his
briefs. I put them all on my boots.
You make $600 a day.
I made $800 on Saturday last week. The week before.
$800.
In one day. And that's every single dollar represents, there's $9 that stiffed me out of that. And every single one that's there is, they're taking home a picture of me with a big smile on their face.
Wow, there you go.
My website on my guitar.
And that's something, people can take home to Oklahoma with them when they...
To Spain, to Europe,
wherever, right.
Necesito un dólar en la bota.
This show has changed.
Hasn't it, Frank Caliendo?
The first time I was in here, there was an ass contest. Yeah. There were boob things.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now... There's a naked cowboy next to me.
Yeah. Well, we knew you were coming in, so we got a naked man. does John Madden have a comment about the naked cowboy?
You always put him on the spot.
Hey, that's an interesting setup there. You got a cowboy here, and he's got his briefs on. And hey, Frank said he had pretty eyes. I'm referring to him as if I'm not even Frank, so people won't know who I am. He's got a naked cowboy hat, and there's a picture of Jesus on his arm.
Yeah.
And a picture of the devil. Hey, this guy's got both sides. It's like the cartoon there.
Yeah, you got Jesus on one arm and the devil on the other.
And I'm right in the middle.
And you're right in the middle.
I figured it all out.
I get it.
Now I know why the girls take the pictures with him.
Why?
Listen to him I'm right in the middle.
I know.
Just trying to figure it all out. With your help, darling, I think we'll be able to.
He's doing the Lord's work in the devil's city.
Right.
Hey, Gay Marco.
Hey, I'm here.
Hey,
what's up, Gay Marco?
He sounds like he's a hottie. What brand of underwear does he wear?
I'm now accepting corporate sponsors, and I am looking for an underwear sponsor.
But you're not plugging what you're wearing now.
I wear my own brand, and I made up myself that I paint. You can buy them online. They're called Skid Marks.
Ew.
You're selling your underwear.
I sell underwear, yes. Naked Cowboy, same thing, at the website.
Of course. Of
guitars, boots, hats, underwear, the 16
and used underwear.
Songs you can download for free.
His underwear looks like a shoeshine rag. Great.
I need to learn how to merchandise through this.
See?
Guy. This is good.
Well, I am the world's best. So
Marco.
One to watch.
Yes?
What are you wearing? He wants to know.
What am I? The trademark actually consists of two pairs of underwear, boots and hat.
Marco,
it gets more ridiculous.
Have you seen this picture up on the website?
No, I have to go check it out. I can't wait to go home.
Oh, my God. This guy's going to release batch after batch. When
is he cute?
Home,
what would you rate him as?
We're not rating a man for a gay guy.
Oh, come on, Anthony.
What
would
you
say?
Homo by proxy.
I have no problem with it. Eight.
Frank Caliendo gives him an 8.5.
Oh, my God.
Hakuna Matata.
Rick's wife saying 10.
Oh, my God.
Rick's wife. Hello, yeah, let's get a couple of girls' point of view here.
Naked cowboy.
Ladies, how would you rate the naked cowboy?
Definitely a
10. Definitely a 10?
Thank you very much.
What about you? What do you think?
Yeah, he's hot.
What would you rate him, 1 to 10?
10.
You give him a 10.
Is he packing anything?
Yeah, he's got
something
going on.
I'm wearing two pairs of briefs, ladies.
Hey, Superman didn't have like this huge bulge. I mean, you keep that down. It's not a parlay act. It's a family act.
You see the two girls smile. Yeah.
Oh.
Why are you wearing two?
Oh. To make it more family friendly. I was arrested in Indianapolis. They said if they could see the imprint of your genitalia. Of course, I cover myself with a guitar, so that wasn't really the issue, but... Just to make it more, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to show anything like that. But you could see me in Playgirl May of 98.
Ooh.
May 98, Playgirl. Well, go
back
pick
that
one up, Marco.
Work and I was selling out.
Look at Rick's wife's a little smitten right now.
Some place to go.
Why don't you give him a big hug, Linda, and then tell him that cowboy thing's really working for me.
What a great callback from yesterday's show. Naked Cowboy, could you hug Linda, please?
Yes, come over here, please.
Take the guitar off, so.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no, look at that.
She's going to need a shower now.
Spanish?
Un poquito. Okay, Marco.
Yeah?
You want to come down and get hugged by the Naked Cowboy?
I would love to. Where is he performing at? I'm going to go check him out.
Times Square.
Do you like the gay guys checking you out, Naked Cowboy?
It doesn't matter to me one way or the other.
That's who it is.
I know. I know that Rick's wife has excellent taste.
All right. Yes, Frank?
Ricky Martin. That's who he looks like with long hair.
Really?
Ricky Martin's not nearly as good looking as me, please.
That's who he looks like to me.
I'm sorry.
The Naked Cowboy. Very full of himself.
Ben. What's the matter, Ben?
I'm not living on dry chicken breasts and mixed vegetables for nothing.
This is one of the guys we both yesterday said, what a tool this guy is, you man Stinky. As we walk by.
Yeah, he knows that.
Thanks for your honesty, guys.
Well,
that's what I'm shooting for, man.
Well, it's not like we're going to look at you and go, ugh.
Wow.
Yum.
The Naked Cowboy.
How's that for a topper? Oh.
Oh, Charles Nelson Reilly loves the Naked Cowboy. Oh, how's that for a topper?
Oh. You guys are actually funny. I do radio stations every day, and I feel like nobody's even funny. You guys,
really? Well,
I
mean, we like to
I feel
to
like
just...
I have to stop.
All right, don't. Nah, we just have a lot of fun in here.
Don't,
sure.
Don't suck up to us, Naked Cowboy.
Is that beer you're all drinking?
Hey, what did the email say that you read today?
Today?
We trashed you yesterday.
Oh, no, no. Everybody was real positive. Said
no way were our listeners positive.
Well,
they got a hold of the Naked Cowboy.
Well, I mean, how many people will say if a million people went home and looked at your website, how many would email you? Maybe.
Right.
Out of a million, I bet it would be something like 10.
All right, give us a little more music here.
Yo, soy ranchero, desnudo, viendo, ciudad, seca de usted. Yo soy ranchero, desnudo, viendo, ciudad, seca de usted. I do all my songs in Spanish as well.
Well, you're multicultural there because it is New York City, so.
Well, tell me why you're standing there looking at me.
Why suck in one language?
Like you never seen a man half naked, strumming wild and free. Well, if you don't stop looking at me, I'm gonna bend your ass over my knee.
Uh-oh.
You're gonna bitch, scream, holler, and swear as you get your ass kicked by a man in his underwear.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be kicking some ass,
This is
huh?
my intimidating song.
Yeah, that one scared me. Ooh, I'm pretty frightened right about now.
Uh-oh. Sandy.
Hi.
Hi, what's up?
I was hoping that the Naked Cowboy would still be there for a while.
Oh, well, Sandy, are you planning on coming
I'm around
down?
The corner.
Naked Cowboy, would you like to do my girlfriend?
Oh, Jesus.
We'll keep him here
I don't
for
have
you,
enough
Sandy.
Information to which to base the fact.
I'm clean.
She's hot.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll let you bang my girlfriend. What the hell?
Yeah, you let the Naked Cowboy.
Sandy, you
get a lot of action out there
I've
on the street?
I've had one girlfriend for the last 6 years who's
six
been
years.
Away for now like 30 days, so we're not seeing each
30
other.
Days? Is that a jail stint?
Pardon?
Is that from a jail stint? 30 no, days? Usually when you say 30, 90, 60 days.
We went to a party.
She
was going as a naked cowgirl. You can see her on the site as well. I had her in her underwear and starting to do this with me.
Well, now the website's going
to
get found.
A hassle.
Yeah?
So you got the naked cowgirl on your website?
I do have her on there, but there, you know, she exists as a separate entity, which I can't speak about.
Uh-oh. Who knew this? Probably some big corporate problems or something.
Hey, when she tried to get nakedcowgirl.com, it was already taken. So somebody, you know, some people recognize.
Somebody saw it coming. Anything with naked and girl is taken. You could put naked leprosy girl and it's taken and it's a porn site. All right? Anything with naked girl, taken.
Heather, what's going on?
I think that Naked Cowboy is a 10, definitely.
Oh, why? You went to his website?
Yes.
You checked him out.
He has beautiful hair, too. Very nice.
Suave.
Great.
All right, a little more music there, Naked Cowboy. Go ahead, give us
some.
Yeah, what the hell?
Man, you got me out of a slump. Baby, I'm crazy about the things you do. And I can't imagine any life without you. Baby, I'm crazy about the things you do. And I can't imagine any life without you.
Right. Naked cowboy. There he is.
It the naked from the heart.
Cowboy. Excuse me, but I do believe that sucked ass.
Where's the naked cowgirl picture, though?
It should be in the gallery, photo gallery.
All right. I just don't want to click on the Naked Cowboy Picture Gallery if I'm not going to get the Naked Cowgirl.
Yeah,
you
well,
know what I mean?
He's already browsed it twice.
You know what I mean?
Mister.
Let's hit Ryan. What's up?
Hey, what's up, O&A?
Hey.
Hey, Naked Cowboy rules. He's cracking me up here.
You like the Naked Cowboy?
Yeah, he should go on tour with those other guys.
Which other guys? The Lounge Against the Machine guys?
Yeah, Lounge Against the Machine. They should tour together. That'd be great.
Yeah, I think the Naked Cowboy might be a little too big for us. We can't have that kind of stadium tour at this point in our career.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. Start
all right, guys. Hey, you
Absolutely.
Naked Cowboy, do girls just grab at your junk in the middle of Times Square and stuff?
No.
Haven't had anyone goose you or something as they're walking past? 100%
respect.
Really? Any parents horrified that they have to bring their small children past you or anything?
Again, look through that gallery. I mean, I take pictures with kids all day long.
Yeah.
I bet.
Yeah. All day, all night, in private.
And I have a kid's underwear line called Switcheroos.
Switcheroos.
Uh-oh.
From going into the stadiums and switching.
Okay,
into them.
Terrific.
Switcheroos
for the kids.
Get them started.
Underoos is a huge market. It goes from there to your little, you know, figure.
Guys, girls, switcheroo.
What?
I don't care.
What I don't get is you have the hat. You have the hat and the underwear. Shouldn't you be like the semi-naked cowboy?
Right.
No, naked is just a metaphor for.
Hey, look. This
oh,
is
that it?
This is naked for me, man.
Am I breaking it down too much?
Let's relax over there.
SemiNakedCowboy.com was taken. That's why.
Yeah, it's okay that Naked Cowboy is still wearing some clothes, okay?
In order for the great...
If you want the real Naked Cowboy, we can set up another room for you, my friend.
I might be up for that.
Joey, what's up? Joey!
Hello.
You're on the radio. Let's go.
You guys suck.
Thank you.
Hey.
Now he's got to listen to himself.
What a tool.
All right, we got to the part where he said, you guys suck, and we're like, yeah.
All right, we should take a break.
Half of the Naked Cowgirl is up now. It's scrolling very slowly. I think your website's being slammed. And she looks very attractive.
Oh, yeah, she's...
In her little red, white, and blue little bikini top.
Richard Cheese?
Yes, sir.
Very hard to say.
What do you think?
She looks okay. I can only see her from the neck up. So
yeah, it's kind of hard to see.
I need to see the rest.
Nice gun.
We'll get the rest, yeah.
All right. Well, we got the Naked Cowboy in the studio. Frank Caliendo, are you plugging something?
Yeah.
Where are you going to be? No, it's cool.
Naked Cowboy.
He's going to be...
I Ted Knighted it. Naked Cowboy.
Oh, no.
Spaulding, I want you at the golf course in 5 minutes. Chop, chop. Come on.
Come on in. We got to go back and forth.
Did you hear the one about the colored boy?
No. Go ahead.
No, I heard that one. That's a hoot.
Wait a second. You be Ted Knight. Wait. I almost said the wrong word. I
screwed up. Who screwed up?
I did. Okay.
Huh?
You be Ted Baxter. I'll be the guy from Too Close for Comfort.
Easy to grin when your ship comes in and you've got the stock market beat. But the man that's worthwhile is the man that could smile when his shorts are too tight in the seat. Okay, Pookie, Chris in the boat.
Wait a second. I think Monroe wants to see the cowboy.
Monroe? Naked cowboy? Here. No. Lou?
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 Mary?
Mer. Thanks, Mer.
Lou?
I do an impression of Captain Steubing.
Oh, yeah? Oh, nice.
If we're doing 70s TV show.
This is big. Get ready. Are you ready?
This is Richard Cheese. Go ahead.
Gopher? Thank you. Thank you.
Nice.
I'm no Frank, but I'm getting there.
That was awesome, man.
Thank you.
Well, that works. All right. And the Naked Cowboy.
So you guys got a good act here.
Got everything. Oh, we just hang out. It's pretty cool.
So, Naked Cowboy there, you never do any gay things there, huh?
No, sir.
You never do any of the gay stuff?
Norm MacDonald in the studio.
Yeah, good. Hey, the Naked Cowboy's got his package about a foot away from me there. That makes me think it's pretty close to gay, you know? Hey, you ever in Times Square, you ever get one of those crack whores over there? They're pretty funny, you know?
Let's go back to me.
Crack whore, that's funny. Go to break, would you?
All right. Where are you playing, though, Frank?
Rascals, okay.
Ocean on tomorrow and West Orange on Saturday.
Okay, good.
And, of course, we got Richard Cheese and the gang from Lounge Against the Machine. We're going to hear some of his stuff as well.
And you can see the Naked Cowboy out there in Times Square, or go to nakedcowboy.com.
Thank you very much, guys.
No problem.
Yeah, this is Slash from Slash the Snake Pit, and you're listening to Opie and Anthony, and that's your problem.
Hour by Opie and Anthony. Serving New Jersey, Connecticut, Long Island. This is 1027 WNEW. New York.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony show. Stain doing Fade. Love the new CD from Stain. Rob from Philly has something about the band. Rob, what's going on?
What's up, guys?
Hey, man.
With the show Tuesday in Philly for the Electric Factory, guitarist and the bass player had WOW stickers on their instruments.
They had WOW stickers on their instruments?
Yep. The red Fender that Mike plays in the band. Blatantly right on there, black sticker with the yellow lettering on it. Yeah. I don't know if it was yours or Wyatt's piece.
That is really, really cool.
There you go.
Yeah. You could clearly see the stickers, and the girls were wearing them.
Right.
Considering that, like, five or six broads hit Aaron Lewis, I mean...
I hear Whippin' Out Wednesday's starting to happen in Philly. So.
I have. I've gotten four Whippin' Out Wednesdays already. It's been sweet.
Yeah, give it a few more weeks, and it'll really start kicking in, all right?
Yep.
I would love to get Stained on this damn radio show.
Oh, that would be cool.
We opened up for him. We did.
Did you really?
Yeah, we opened up for Stained at a show in Indianapolis. The guy's bald.
Yes, he is.
Who knew?
I don't know if he's bald, though. I think he's just keeping it short.
Oh, like, I don't know. No, I think he's serious. I think he had
shaving it, keeping it tight.
Chemo.
I don't know if I should believe the guy.
Probably not. I've already had a drink, so don't listen to anything else.
All right, that's Richard Cheese from Lounge Against the Machine. They're going to be our house band today, Anthony. Mm-hmm. Feel like we're Conan or something. Letterman, we got a band now. And Frank Caliendo in here as well.
Dan from Hoboken checking in saying, I just made reservations for Frank at Rascals in Ocean Township, and he better be funny. Brian Regan funny, not Jeff Norris funny.
Oh. Ouch.
Now Dan from Hoboken getting on the... Jeff Norris bashing.
Nice. Tom, what's going on?
Yeah, did you guys say something about Richard Cheese was going to do a Weezer cover?
Yeah, baby. We're going to do a Hash Pipe.
Nice.
You want us to do it now?
Nice.
Sounds good.
They're ready to go. We can do it right this second for you, Tom.
Opie, Anthony?
Yeah.
With your permission, I'll be right back.
Yeah. All right, cool.
I'd love
He's
going to
gonna
hear,
run. He's going
to
run and do it right now for you, Tom.
Nice.
I'll put you on hold so you can hear it live instead of through the delay, okay?
All right.
I can't hear Opie and Anthony, so I'm just going to start singing. This is a little song by Weezer.
I can't help my feelings, I go out of my mind. These players come to get me cause they like my behind. I can't love my business when I can't get a trick. Down on Santa Monica where tricks are for kids. Whoa, come on and kick me. I said, wow, come on and kick me. You've got your problems, I've got my problems, I've got my ass wide, I've got my dick cheese, I've got my hash pie. 2, 3, 4.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, wow. Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine.
Weezer, hash pipe. Thank you very much.
They didn't dump out a D cheese? Nice.
Oh, how
nice.
About that?
Thanks for throwing us a bone today, Craig. Appreciate it.
Usually they're dumping out everything we do.
Evil.
It's horrid.
We have a dump guy that drives us nuts. I'm sure we drive him nuts as well.
Mm-hmm.
The other day he dumped out when a guy said that somebody blasted a fart.
Oh, God.
Did he dump out of that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What was his explanation?
I don't know.
You're getting a little touchy on that button.
Yes, they are. We're working on that, though. And Frank Caliendo in studio. He's playing the Stress Factory tomorrow.
Yeah. No, Rascals.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Oh, see what you said?
Stupid. What the hell is he thinking? I've lost my microphone. Take a look. It looks like I'm Amish. Think, if you could see a visual, this would be a lot better. Nobody can see because they're not in the studio with O&A, huh? Where's the cheese guy?
Oh, my God. Frank Caliendo at Rascals, Anthony.
Yeah.
Rascals. I'm sorry.
See what happens when Norton plugs that a million times and it was embedded in your head?
I know. You get confused after
Right.
We got to congratulate Frank Caliendo.
Oh, yeah. Look at this.
He signed with Mad TV.
Mad TV.
You are watching Mad TV. I don't know what to say.
The funny show that's on Saturday.
Hey, Mad TV, that could be three more letters if you counted right, and that would be Mad and all right. That's not.
Even I get sick of Mad sometimes. It's like, hey, time to go home.
Did they sign you just for your Madden? Because you do a lot of great voices.
No, we tried to get a deal together a few years ago before I started doing Tripe. Remember that great WB show?
Right. it was on for,
a week.
It's all right, though.
But it all came together that I'm real happy with it.
So now they're going to make you up like Madden, do the whole thing, the eyebrows, everything, yeah.
Get the real good-looking deal going.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. Nice. But.
Well, let's see, they got a budget on there.
Hey, maybe I could get a guitar and a hat and some boots to say tips on them. And then, it's a turkey leg coming out of my mouth there. Football.
You could be the naked John Madden.
Hey, that's usually you got one there. I got two there. If you figure out what I'm talking about, it's something like cheese. And
that would be an interesting thing, the naked John Madden, yes.
A little too interesting.
Maybe Mad TV might run with that. Pitch that idea.
We got an idea for you. It's Madden, and he's naked. Anything else?
No.
That's hilarious, dude. Let's do it.
Yeah. You know you're going to have to sit there now because it's brand new. You're the new guy. You'll be on there. They'll pitch you an idea, and you'll be too scared to go, nah, I don't think so. So you'll be sitting there naked as Madden if they want it. If they want it, you'll do it. You'll jump.
I'd love to be a naked Madden.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm really happy for you because the first time you came in, I told Anthony, I go, SNL or Mad TV would be crazy not to just, get
this guy.
They never
wanted to do SNL is like the epitome of, sketch shows, but it's so
crazy and you don't... Nobody's ever happy there.
Well, there's a bunch of a-holes that work there. We're really good friends with Jim Brewer, so we've heard all the stories.
When I worked with Brewer, he's like, do you do a Farley? And he's like, just...
Hey,
you do a Farley? What's that laughing at? Yeah. He's like, you want to go ride on my Razor scooter? he's like, you should be on Saturday Night Live. Because he doesn't pronounce all the words. Like, you should be on Saturday Night Live. No, you should. You should be on Saturday Night Live. Like, I don't know if I want to do that. Did you like it? I don't want to say what he said.
But he had a great time there on SNL.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Going in the little meetings that they gave.
Yeah, let's pitch something. No one's going to like it, okay?
That's Lorne Michaels.
No, it's not. I don't know where you're saying this stuff. I don't know who that was.
That was Dr.
Anthony
Evil.
Anthony, it is Opie. I'm sorry. You said the wrong place. I'll call you the wrong person.
Hey, what's going on?
Just say crack or it's all better, okay?
I'm going to put him on the spot right now. Madonna's in town, Anthony.
Yeah.
Playing a bunch of sold-out shows at the Garden. And in the Post today, or is it the Daily News? They have a picture of Jerry Seinfeld and his wife after the Madonna show. I guess Jerry was at the show.
Yeah,
man.
What's Jerry doing? His arms are up in the air.
I'm pretending I'm on a roller coaster. There he is. Oh, yeah, we're going up. The little tray thing's going up the hill.
That's what he looks like. He's holding his arms up in the air like he's on a roller coaster.
I mean, what's the deal with me? I thought I wanted... I mean, it looks like I'm starting the wave. Yeah, that's after the show. He was just saying hi to all the fans and stuff.
Oh, so he puts his arms up in the air, and they take a picture and say, this is the most ridiculous picture we've got of Jerry. Let's put this in the paper. And you know they do that.
Let's print this one. Yeah, they probably had a bunch of very normal pictures of him.
The problem is he's standing on my back. I carry that guy in my back for a bunch of years.
I can't believe he did that terrible joke.
I don't remember seeing Kramer there at the Madonna show.
Because I was on the ground the entire time.
Oh, you were?
Oh, yeah.
Jerry.
Having some fun, you know what I mean? Yeah! When you can't think of a joke to say, that's what you do. You scream, because if you run out of things to say, there's a scream or a fall down, and that is hilarious.
We can't all be good with the words.
Oh, I'm your lucky star, Jerry. Let's go! Yeah!
Wait a second, you're not my lucky star.
Oh, I'll be your lucky star. You guys are going to let me run with this until it's into the ground, aren't you?
No, I just want to know if Newman was at the damn show last night.
Yeah. Just like the material girl. Who wants some of this, naked cowboy?
Oh, you're wearing the cone bra, man. What's up with that?
Pointy is nice, man.
Why wasn't Newman in Jurassic Park 3?
He was killed.
Because he was dead.
He was killed in the
first
one.
Haven't you guys ever listened to the end of my bit?
What?
He's the guy that ruined Jurassic Park. They wouldn't invite him back.
That's true.
That was so stupid of me.
I thought I killed him in my own bit.
Here's a guy who doesn't know his own bit.
I thought I killed Newman off in my bit, but I don't.
I forgot the big spitting thing got him, right? The little spitting dinosaur got him? Yeah, who am I? What do I know?
Do we have that Seinfeld bit? We haven't played that in a while. We'll play it as we go to break. All right.
Of course, more from Lounge Against the Machine.
Oh, you want to do another one?
I'll run out there.
Hold on. I got to plug the CD.
Thank goodness I don't have to play in a band because I could not run back and forth out of the studio.
Well, it keeps me trim.
Hey, how weird is it that you're playing to a wall?
We actually have a huge audience out there. There's like 60
people are starting to come around now?
There's a bunch of people out there,
When we do have bands on the show, it's always weird because we set them up in such a way that the lead singer is just staring at a wall.
Actually, I'm facing the opposite direction because turn my back on my band for 1 minute.
See, you're smart.
Look at that.
Yeah, they'll rob me blind.
It's called Lounge Against the Machine. We love these guys. We've been playing their music off and on for the last month or so, and they're playing the Mercury Lounge.
Yeah, tomorrow night, and we're also going to be on the Fox News Channel tomorrow morning. We're going up at 5 in the damn morning.
Wow, look at you.
So we're very excited about that, but we're apparently not playing. We're just going to be in the background going like this. Hi, Katie. I don't think she's on that show.
No, not on Fox.
How about some 9-inch nails for the kids?
Sure.
Oh, that's
all right,
good.
I'll be right out.
Just make it radio friendly, you know.
Oh.
All right.
Closer, baby. One,
two, closer.
Me violate you. You let me desecrate you. You let me penetrate you.
can't you? I said, help me, I broke apart my inside. Help me, I've got no soul to sell. Help me, the only thing that works for me. Help me get away from myself. I wanna do you like an animal. I wanna feel you from the inside. I wanna do you with an animal. You get me closer to God. God.
Yeah. Yeah. Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine. They can't hear us, but they're doing a great job there.
Oh, I can hear you, baby. Hey,
they're our band today, Anthony. How cool is that, huh? Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
All right, we got to take a break, and now I got to play Frank Caliendo's bit to see if he did indeed kill off Newman at the end of his bit.
Let's check that out.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Let's check that out. Yeah, that'll be fun.
All right, and Frank Caliendo hanging with us today, and he's playing Rascals.
I'll enjoy that, my idiocy.
All right, here it is.
Just put it up on a pedestal, knock him down.
We'll be back.
I did like a whole cast of Seinfeld in like an anti-drug episode. Cause really? If they never did stuff like that, that would have been funnier. Like, tonight on a very special Seinfeld, Jerry's been doing drugs. Why do my fingers look like little people? Who are these people? What are they doing? They're talking to each other. They're talking about me. What are they saying? George, help me, George. I have no idea, Jerry. No idea. Somebody help me. Hey, Jerry, you look like you've been seeing little people on your fingers. All this comedy all these years, we thought you're making this stuff up. Well, I guess you just let the cat right out of the bag. You can't tell. Oh, I can tell. It's written all over your face. I wrote it on my face. Well, maybe that was the little people on your fingers. Who could have done this to me? Newman.
Hello, Jerry.
Hello, Newman.
I think we've lost the set of Jerry Garcia and Grateful Dead come up with his stabs. You haven't seen them, have you?
Seen them. I licked them. Now I'm seeing little people on my fingers. You ruined my life. You ruined everybody's life. In fact, you're the guy who dropped that thing and ruined Jurassic Park. And you guys got it. The first radio station ever to get my bit.
Of course.
Come on, that's great. That was Newman.
Bravo, man.
Newman screwed the whole damn thing up.
Jerry, I'm back again.
Driving that Jeep in the mud.
Yeah.
Hey, there's nothing better than a good Newman. I love it.
Opie and Anthony.
What do you think this show is?
It's a mix between a curious bemusement and outright horror.
It's absolutely disgusting.
It's awful.
Filth and trash.
It's really bad, but it's really good.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Truly tasteless and not funny.
Catch the best of Opie and Anthony. Saturdays, 11 to 3. 1027 WNEW.
Go away!
Yeah, we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. Frank Caliendo in the studio playing Rascals in New Jersey officially tomorrow and Saturday. Well, I say in New York because, you know, we broadcast in New York, but it's actually, all right, whatever. And Richard Cheese is in here with Lounge Against the Machine. They're playing the Mercury Lounge tomorrow night. And we have a treat for you guys.
Is it the Naked Cowboy?
No, we can only
you
wish.
You had that treat.
Damn. We gave you that one already. That was a freebie. We have guys with man boobs coming in a little while.
Oh, I saw one of those guys.
No. The man boob contest, yeah.
George. Well, we're looking for guys that have problems with their man boobs and want to get rid of them. We have a doctor that'll do this. And the guys, kind of, you don't want to go to the beach if you've got the man boobs. Or if you're an overweight guy, it doesn't really matter. Because they expect
hitting
it.
Home.
But they're... But if you're like a skinny guy and you have the man boobs, that's a problem. You gotta get that taken care of.
Yeah, we had a guy come in here yesterday. He has Asian boobs.
I'll pop it right up on the website.
Asian
what?
Boobs.
They look like Asian girl boobs.
And
you
the rest
know
of,
you've seen them. You have the internet. Stop it.
The rest of them is
normal.
You haven't seen the puke videos with the little Asian girls vomiting on each other? Oh, yeah, just look like I'm the only one. Yeah, sure. See, look at this guy.
Check out this guy.
Now, that guy's got a problem, right?
God, yeah, call a doctor.
See, he's got little Asian woman breasts right there on his man body.
That is 100% wrong.
Yeah. So we can take care of that if it turns out he wins.
Can I see that guy's picture again? I can't get enough of this guy.
Oh, Lord.
So you got the side view where they look like little banana boobs.
Banana boobs.
Oh.
He's got. Can't we just give that guy the free procedure?
I know.
And say the contest is over.
Can't he do a couple push-ups or something?
Those aren't like, no, because you could tell those aren't really the type that go away with push-ups.
Yeah.
Then they'll just look like that chick on the back of the bike during bike week flashing with those flapjack things. You know?
Yeah, that's why they call them man boobs. They're, you know, they're guys, you know, out of shape or whatever, but their breast area looks like...
It's proportional to your gut.
Yeah, like what a guy should look like. But that is like a...
It's got a cup feature.
Yeah, that's
a cup.
And then there's this guy.
Cradle.
Right,
when you can cradle, it's not good.
Look at this guy.
He's actually doing a little thing where he tries to make some more cleavage for himself, trying to pad the vote. That guy, not too bad. There are some really bad ones, though. Look at this guy. Look at
that. Oh!
The top view is great. And the side view.
Wait, turn that around. Is that the guy that his chest looks like a big W? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at that.
He's got the pointy man boobs.
There's a couple inverted mountains there.
Yeah.
I think we have a contest
because
I forgot how bad that guy was.
Let me see, but that guy's fat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not boobs.
It's like a fat guy.
I don't want the people to be confused. You got to vote for the guy that will benefit the most from the procedure. Just because, you know, you're fat doesn't mean, like,
just
this procedure is going to help you. Right.
This guy's the guy you always see at, like, the amusement parks with his shirt off for some bizarre reason.
Or anywhere in Wisconsin.
Yeah, this guy's got him, too. Look at the side shot there. Got a little cup going there. A little A cup.
That's not as bad as the Asian boob guy.
No, the Asian boob guy. And then Ass Man, who is just a... big mess.
510 pounds.
Doctors.
There's
a crack.
He had to show
his other cleavage.
Yeah.
I don't really like your website. It doesn't have anything I'm looking for in the internet.
Well, I agree with you.
We have all the things on there.
All right, I'll have to find other places.
We had a hot ass contest.
That might have been my favorite thing ever.
And those guys looked great.
I got it. That might have been my favorite thing ever.
And then we had a best booby contest. That was real good.
And how come I didn't get on that day?
Coming soon, yeah.
I'm in a room with the man boobs and there's the naked cowboy.
Right.
Look who else you missed.
Oh, well. Whoa, hey.
Glory Ann walking around Manhattan with nothing but a little bit of whipped cream on her.
Yeah, all on the website.
Nice.
See, now this is better, right? The website's a little better now.
Yeah, I like that.
Now you're liking our website.
I'm like better. Wait, go back.
Yeah, you insulted Anthony, and he had to prove you wrong.
Oh, thank you. Oh, wait. Hey, there's like 60 photos on that.
Oh, there's a bunch.
Yeah, that's
all right, we're going to put a link to your site at our site.
All right.
You can see all this if you go to opieandanthony.com.
We finally got that website back.
Really?
We couldn't be happier, yeah. Some tool was, holding us hostage.
Some guy had it that's just like, I hate you guys, but I got your domain name.
Deek.
And we're going to make you pay.
We didn't have to pay anything.
Yeah, I had, when I got richardcheese.com, I couldn't get dickcheese.com.
You couldn't?
No, because that's a porn site.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Someone took your name and made it a porn site?
I think so.
Richard?
Richard.
There are certain
Richard
keywords that you know you will never, ever get a domain name.
Right.
Anything Dick? Nude, naked, the name Dick, for some reason, very popular on websites, so you'll never see that one. Snatch, very hard to get, too.
Difficult.
And what if you're a pickpocket or a thief, and you want Snatch.com? Snatch.com is a little instructional website. You're screwed, because you know you're not going to see techniques on pickpockets. No.
That was the most innocent sounding.
Well, I was sincere.
It was
when
very
I
funny.
That was the same tone he used yesterday with Cindy Williams.
Oh, poor Cindy Williams.
Oh, dear sweet Lord.
What? So this
woman.
Hey, this has been something you're enjoying, Cindy? What?
Can I ask you a question? I heard a little bit of Garrett Morris.
Oh, Garrett Morris has lost his mind.
Why did he feel it was necessary to refer to ladies and gentlemen all the time?
Like, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. Ladies and gentlemen,
he never like the people listening to the radio going, who's he talking to?
Ladies and gentlemen, of course I'm talking to you right now.
That's true. He would address everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I may, comma, and then add the rest of the sentence.
It was very respectful.
Well, we have a little bit of Garrett Morris's appearance. Would you like to hear it?
Oh, I'd love to.
All right. He was in here for like 30 or 40 minutes, and he just babbled.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's forever. Some boobs in front of me.
Yeah. And this was just, this is like a quick 3 or 4 minutes, so let's check it out. Garrett Morris from the other day, from SNL fame.
Painful.
Well, Garrett Morris is hugging Sandy Kane, and Jim said...
Amazing grace.
Jim said...
Pray from Lord, that
I'll wait till the music stops.
Red like them. Say, pray from Lord, that they want but now they've been found. Yes, they were lost, but now they're at sea.
No.
Thank you, Lord.
Play a song like Decamped Down Lady.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
What the hell was that?
I think Chico clearly took one too many balls to the head.
I'm a Miss Plebeians, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a Miss Plebeians. You know?
I pay you boys to build a railroad. I'm jumping around like a bunch of Kansas City faggots.
I'm a Miss Philistines, ladies and gentlemen. But I want you to know
that
I have not sinned.
No.
I have not sinned. Okay, I came here in good faith. Lord have mercy.
Garrett, I got to ask you something.
And my good name
Don't
has been
Mr.
drugged
Morris.
Through the mud.
I'm sorry, Jim Norton.
You know, and you have drugged my name through the mud.
Hey, if we can't have Dice on the show, what the hell? Garrett Morris will do.
Andrew Dice Clay?
Yes.
Oh, that's my mantra.
Andrew Dice Clay.
Hey, how you doing, Garrett? Go ahead, man.
Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Talk, bro.
How come I get banned from this show?
This is the man's show. Go, talk, bro.
How come I get banned from Saturday Night Live?
Just because I don't like you.
I don't know. I've been banned my damn self, so what the about you, man.
You get banned and just stop paying.
You ever seen me on the last 20 years or so?
Hey, Garrett, what is that like when you get shot? That's got to hurt, right?
In other words, nothing is sacred.
No, I got to know.
I told you, don't ask that question, Mr. Morris. Don't ask it.
What happened in that situation? Because you heard about it, but I never heard any details afterwards.
Know why you never heard the details?
Why?
Because I don't want to tell you the details.
Okay. All right. You don't have to want to tell me the details.
Well, I have spinal cord injury, bro. The thing went through my spine. I'm supposed to be a quadriplegic.
And you're walking.
Now, watch this. Now laugh.
I ain't laughing.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
Why would I laugh?
Yeah, you're going to laugh.
He does
want to laugh. You want to laugh.
Garrett, why would I laugh at something like that?
Because you're a student of sick comedy, and you guys laugh at anything.
And there's nothing held sacred.
That's right. Yeah, you got the...
Hey,
there you go. You got the whole thing sacred. Watch. I'll say Jesus Christ.
See, I think we got off on the bed on a
mother,
wrong foot.
Mother. What's the name of the lady who just died? What's her
mother.
Name?
Mother Teresa. Mr.
Mother
Morris.
Teresa.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just died.
He laughed.
Well,
okay, I'll
have no conscience.
Martha Washington.
You're a legend in the comedy.
No, you are.
And you were injured, so we wanted to ask it.
You set me up for nothing, okay? I am the least one in this line, okay?
Garrett,
I ain't no legend in my own mind. I ain't nothing but just a common American black boy trying to make a living in this man's world. You know what I mean?
Garrett, seriously.
And y'all just think all black people. You know, that's all you do.
No, man. Garrett.
So I'm thinking tired of this.
Let's all sing one of the songs I think can bring everyone together that Garrett made famous back on SNL.
I'm gonna get me a shotgun to kill all the whiteys I see. I'm gonna get me a shotgun to kill all the whiteys I see.
Wait a minute.
That one was,
ladies and gentlemen, see, I want you to know I love white people, okay? They're all right with me.
Of course.
Okay? White people are all right with me. Yeah. I did happen to write that song, that's true. You know,
it's a legendary bit.
But I have nothing against white people, particularly white ladies. Please don't get turned off by the song.
Yeah.
Okay? All right.
Hey, Garrett, we're going to say thank you.
The great Garrett Morris.
Garrett Morris, everyone.
There he goes. Garrett Morris. Feel the love.
Feel the love. Garrett Morris.
Garrett Morris, everyone.
Garrett Morris.
Keep clapping until he leaves. Garrett Morris, thank you.
Jackpot opening Friday with the great Garrett Morris,
everyone. Keep clapping until he leaves.
Garrett Morris,
everybody. We love Garrett Morris. There he goes. Jay Moore getting some love from Garrett Morris.
Garrett Morris. Okay. All right. The great Garrett Morris.
So maybe the gunfire sound effects weren't really appropriate.
He was
there.
Out of his freaking mind the other day. I don't know what he was trying to do. But you're right. Everything was, ladies and gentlemen.
Did he actually? He sounded like he actually started crying. Was he kind of crying, pseudo?
I think he was in character.
Gotcha.
The whole time as a nut. As a lunatic.
Yeah, we think. Hey, where did Richard Cheese go?
Maybe outside?
I want to talk with him in the studio, because he says he knows some Britney Spears.
Yeah, we're going to play some Britney Spears.
Oh, nice.
Well, we have Marv Albert here, and he was going to say something about Britney Spears, I believe.
I would love to hear some Britney Spears, one of the finest young ladies in the history of pop music, a lady who would make me literally blow my top. Don't dump that out, please.
Marv, you're not going to bite her back, are you?
Not right away, but after a few short seconds, I might Garrett Morris her, whatever that might be. Just dropping a name to see if I can get a effect.
Well, we're going to do a little Britney Spears for you.
Yeah.
She drives you crazy.
Yes.
All right.
You drive me crazy, I just can't sleep. Loving you, I'm in too deep. Crazy, and it feels alright. Loving you keeps me up all night.
The wonderful Britney Spears.
A little taste of Britney Spears.
A little taste, exactly.
Thank you. We're going to be doing that. We're going to be doing that number tomorrow at the Mercury Lounge. And if someone wants to buy our CD, Lounge Against the Machine, you can pick it up at our website, richardcheese.com, or any record store where they sell music. Thank you.
Very good. Very good. Thank you.
And thank you.
No, really. Thank you.
And did I thank you?
Yes, you did.
Good. Thank you, too.
All right. Thank you. I like these guys. Are the Man Boob guys ready to come in? Did you take their pictures? Or?
Not yet.
Not yet? They're not ready yet?
Not yet.
Oh, they're not ready, or you haven't taken the pictures?
They're just finishing up the paperwork.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, those pesky disclaimers.
You're not allowed on the show anymore.
The paperwork.
Without paperwork.
The pesky disclaimer forms that people have to fill out. Yes.
Getting ready to see some man boobs. One of the finest accomplishments in my life.
Actually, no, they are ready.
They are?
All right.
Paperwork's all been filled out.
Rick Delgado changing his mind.
Right.
Explaining to the rest of the Opie and Anthony cast of today, which is nowhere near the 30 people in the studio that were here while Garrett Morris was here.
But all right.
Well, if Al Pacino wants to comment on some of the man boobs, I know he's around here somewhere.
I got no problem. I met Georgie Hafferack over here just a couple minutes ago. Nice guy.
Wow, we got quite a few guys in here.
Hey, guys, what's going on? Who's who? I guess you got to stand up to the mic and show us what you got. That's Frank Caliendo. And what's your name?
I'm Lorden.
And you got the man boobs happening?
Yeah. Here they go.
I don't know. Wait till you see some of the other stuff.
Yeah.
I assure you, we're women from the waist up.
Huh?
We're women from the waist up.
You think so?
Waist up chicks.
I don't know. I don't think you're really sporting that big a man boobs there.
I think you just want to come down and hang, and
which is
okay.
Fine. That's fine.
No, I thought it was an invitation for fat guys to come down to the station.
It's not necessarily fat guys. I got to explain.
Not necessarily.
Did you see the guy with the Asian boobs?
thought that was me.
He could have been more than, what, 150, 160 pounds?
Yeah.
No,
you could fit inside this guy.
No, because I was here yesterday.
You were here yesterday as well? Okay. All right, who else do we got? I got to say, you got little A's. There's nothing. What's your name, bro?
Christopher.
Hey, Christopher, how are you?
Hi.
All right. Let's see what you got. I can't believe I had to say this.
Yeah, see, that's what you're looking at.
Look, bro.
That's
what we're looking for. Look at that.
Those are meaty. That's a good B cup.
That's a
That's a B cup.
This was so much more fun when it was the ass contest.
Yeah.
Well, Frank, you got to get used to this. If you're going to be a part of the O&A family, you got to take the good with the bad.
You take the good, you take the bad.
You never know what you're going to get when you listen to the show or come by.
It's like going into battle with your friends. You don't know if it's going to be a day where you're just hanging out, smoking some weed and eating some sea rations under the sun, or you're just going to be in battle, and one of your buddies might end up dead.
Or you're just taking a look at a guy's chest.
Right.
Right. Some days, you get to see the old neighbor, bending over to pull out the weeds.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to see that.
Some 50-year-old taint.
Right.
Adam Carolla of analogies, we are not today.
Sometimes you're bending over to see a guy down the street who's got a pair of legs. And that's what I mean by an analogy.
I had a second half to that, though. The other side of the house, you got the teenage girl.
Wow.
But she's, and
how do we get there? What's the address?
Forget it, man.
What's the address of the house?
We fixed it, too. Nice fix.
I tried.
And how's the weather?
Right.
Can we see?
Actually, she's at school and the whole thing sucked. Okay. What do we got here, man?
Hey, call me Little Stevie.
Little Stevie. And look, you're a big guy. I love that gag.
How long have they been calling
it's
you Little
wacky.
Stevie?
It's
wacky. Oh, my God.
Whoa!
Oh, my God.
All right. Okay. He's got D's.
We got a winner.
He's got D's.
We got a freaking winner.
Now, you're a big guy, but you also have...
Stop moving them.
Huge. <He's> moving them. Those are really big.
Man.
Yeah.
Are you proud of those things or what?
Actually, no.
No.
Do your friends feel them up and stuff? You let your friends, Greg Copper, feel?
The ones with broken hands, yeah, they tried.
They tried. I would bet a lot of money if you blindfolded a guy and had him, touch those.
Feel them, really?
He would have no clue that it was on a guy.
Well, why don't you have him come in for a blind Dave's lap dance, and we'll dangle him in front of him, and he could grab a handful.
Little Stevie, could you show Al Pacino, once again, your man boobs?
Take it all off.
Wow, yeah.
Holy ass.
That's a pair of nips that I...
That's,
love to
those
touch.
Are like... You know what that looks like? Lady Di, one of the retarded Laverne and Shirley. Yeah, absolutely does. Looks just like her from the neck down.
Well, you're going to be in the running. That's very obvious.
Yeah.
You think?
Bravo.
Yeah.
Bravo. Hey, get it?
Bravo.
We'll just let that lay there.
Bravo.
Yeah, look. Okay, here's a picture of Lady Di, right? Doesn't that look like him?
Yeah, very very much.
All right. Absolutely. Who else we got?
You really know the boobs.
Oh, yeah. What's your name, man?
Walter.
Hey, Walter. Let's see what you got.
Follow that, Walter.
Let's see. Oh, man. Wait a minute.
Walter.
You really you're not sporting anything.
A few.
Just here to hang out.
You just want to hang out, right?
You want to just hang out. Yeah.
Honesty makes things okay.
You
love the honesty.
A few push-ups and you would be just fine, man. Who else we got?
How you doing? George.
Hey, George.
All right. Well, unfortunately, I just have one. Look at this one.
What happened there, man? You look like Betty Ford.
Hey, oh, my God.
I've lost weight. I've tried to get rid of it. It just...
Wait a minute. That is one boob.
Just one. Yeah, the other one's fine. This one is...
Wait a minute.
But this one.
Turn sideways.
What the F is going on there?
Yeah.
Pull up your pants first.
Sorry.
Oh, that looks like you have an A cup on your left side. And it jiggles like a real boob.
Yeah.
I would.
You're nothing.
Dude, do you spank it with your right hand? Just feel yourself up with the left? Why not? You got like an extra boob there.
He's half a chick.
It just started happening when I was like 16 years old. Just started.
And there's nothing wrong. It just started growing on one side and not the other. That is so weird.
I noticed it, like I said, when I was 16. Just this one started.
It's like Teen Wolf.
Just happened. He's got a boob.
We set that up, by the way, on the outside earlier. Yeah. I tried to set it up, and I was like,
I'm a big fan of the show, man. It's expensive to get this procedure done. It's like $2,500 to get it done
for one or both.
Because you only need one, right?
You might get half price.
Like, can they get one? You know, like if we pick a winner, can we get like just one done?
Wow.
I can't. You know,
what do you do at the beach and stuff? Do you
buy
go?
Buy two, get one free.
Here's what I do. If I walk around, I go like this. You got the old towel around.
Oh, right.
Oh,
right.
You know, it sucks.
The right one is completely normal that you'd see on a guy, and the left one
is a, it's a breast.
It looks like a 14-year-old girl's boob.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, that's more 13. Yeah.
That was a very wrong.
That's where I'd put it.
Wow. You like that analogy? It was
What happens when you're a little easier? You with girls and you got to take the shirt off. You break the news to them.
It's so embarrassing because girls notice it. Because you know when you're like snuggling with a girl, like they pet around and like, wait a minute. They're like wait a minute, and they something's up. You know.
And then you just grab both of theirs.
I usually try to like turn over or something like that, but like they know.
Do you sometimes go, look, I'm gonna take my shirt off. I got a little something to tell you. You ever tried to break it to them beforehand?
I did, and some girls get really bugged out about it. That's why it's like it's what? Not.
She grabs it and you go, you effing dyke.
You should just. I'm not doing this for the attention. I'm doing it. No. I want to get. I'm trying to get. I really would love to get this procedure.
You know what? You don't need your face in the pictures. We, you know.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm a big fan. I wouldn't want my face. I really don't want my face.
No, you don't have to. That's the option if you come down here.
You know, he's. I think he's a favorite in this. I think he's going to be a favorite because he is a guy that could really. Here's a guy.
Hey, if I was quicker, see, on the left side, he's a girl. On the right side, he's a guy. And if you put it all together and you turn yourself around, that's what it's all about.
Thank you, John Madden. Yeah.
It's like, I mean, I don't have a problem getting girls. It's just that once the shirt comes off.
Yeah, you know, now there's a problem.
Like, you know, what's that? What's going on?
You know,
on
for
that?
A goof, though, you should grow your hair really long on the left side.
Makeup on half.
Any other things on one side of the body that the other that isn't normal? Like everything else is normal, yeah.
Yeah, like I don't have like a left testicle that's bigger than the
right. Right, nothing,
you know,
nothing like that.
That is so freaking weird.
That is.
Talk about bad luck.
That's going to make the voting very interesting.
Yeah.
Does he only going to have to get half?
I'd really appreciate all the listeners if he could just, you know.
Yeah, but look at little Stevie over there. He's sporting some serious D's.
Skinny guys, though, you know? Like,
well, that's what we're going to leave.
I lost weight, and it still stayed, you know?
We're going to leave that up to the listener.
He was 400 pounds upstairs, and he lost weight on the way down just for this.
Except in that. Hey, Richard Cheese, did you see that?
No, I didn't see it.
All right, Richard.
Unfortunately, I have to ask to look at this.
Let me just give you the headlines, because, I mean, everyone's pretty good. But first of all, you got to see Little Stevie. Little Stevie, show Richard Cheese what you're sporting there.
Which one? Little? He's not exactly little.
Well,
I did see those. I saw those when I walked out.
No, did you see him without the shirt on?
Yeah, I did. That's why I left the room.
Yeah. Did you see this guy with the one?
No, let me see
the
one.
He's got the one. Look at this.
Yeah,
that is the weirdest thing.
And that's something?
Yeah, he is a...
That's like a chick's boob.
Have you tried working out and stuff?
Yeah.
Nothing happens, right?
I curl and it just doesn't... It won't... It doesn't work.
Does the left side of you want to go on a date?
You ever try
to
hang out?
It's a pretty good girl boob.
Yeah, it's like a very small waif-like...
What, maybe 13, 14, would you say?
I put it at 13, exactly.
I can't even wear a T-shirt at work. Like, I was at work the other night, and my manager, she's like, you have a breast.
Thanks for telling me. Like, I didn't notice, you twat.
So now I got to wear, like, dark shirts or, layer.
Yeah.
Layer it down this way, so, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
How about a holster? Maybe a security job, you know? Yeah. Put the gun up there and then
shoulder holster.
You don't have any problem. No one can see it behind the gun.
And if they see it, you shoot them. They say anything.
You know what? Just can I interrupt real quick? Every time I usually talk on stage, I have a piano playing with me. So can we bring on my piano guy? Because I normally get piano.
Yeah, there you go.
Bobby, thank you. Okay.
And can I have this for John Madden all the time, too?
Yeah. No, we'll do it for John and me only. All right, good. Thank you.
I just want to know what Adam Sandler thinks of this one boobed guy here.
I think that it needs an operation. A definite take a little needle and pop it, because that one is, he's not going to be okay. He's not at it. In one side, the man has a man. On the other side, he has part of a woman. And we want to make it all man. Can you help the man? Let the man be.
Make the man a man.
Yes,
something.
I was waiting for that.
I didn't know what was happening, but apparently Opie did.
Yes. Very good. And who else do we got?
Alfred.
Hey, Alfred, what's going on? You think you could beat any of these guys we've just seen?
Well, maybe him.
Maybe him. He points to the guy that had nothing.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what you got, man.
Yeah, you know, that might have been good on day one. You know, but now we're getting some real contenders here.
But it's not
you never know. It's not up to us.
It's not up to us. It'll be up to the listeners. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, why don't you get your pictures taken? And I mean, you can hang and stuff. You know, grab a Bud Light or a Sam Adams.
But keep your shirts on from here on. Please.
Please, yes. Wow, that is something.
I mean, these guys, half of them is a guy and half of them is a girl. I mean, I remember when I was alive, first of all, that men were men and women were women. Isn't that an Archie Bunker thing? Guys were girls and men were men.
Right. Frank Caliendo played Rascals this weekend. And, God, there's so much going on here. Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine, they're playing the Mercury Lounge tomorrow night.
That's right, tomorrow night, and we're going to be in Baltimore at the Fletcher's, if anyone's going to be driving to Baltimore this weekend. We'll be at Fletcher's in Baltimore, and then we're playing Vegas in August. And,
he's playing the Archie Bunker.
That's right, he's best. Bobby Ricotta on piano is out there.
Bobby Ricotta.
Bobby Ricotta and the Cheese here.
Who are the other guys?
The drummer is Buddy Gouda, and my bass player is Gordon Bree.
Yeah.
And it's an honor.
Marv Albert, chiming in again. These guys all have names of cheese.
Yeah, I just got it myself.
Wondering if that's... Where did you go to find all these men?
That is the crazy
coincidence.
You can go in the Yellow Pages under Musicians, then it's a sub-paragraph with dairy product name, and then you just go down the list.
Look for the cheeses.
That's right.
Fabulous.
You want to play us out of this break here?
I would love to. Boys, what do you say we do? Why don't you pick a song for us, Opie? How about some Beastie Boys?
Beastie Boys.
Next
rock.
Yeah.
Did he just say, why don't you pick a song for us? How about some Beastie Boys?
Yeah. Right. It's all about manipulating the audience. I don't take requests. You kidding? I'll be right back.
Beastie Boys usually rock.
Sure. Sure.
A 4 and a 3 and a 2 and a 1. Kick it.
You wake up late for school, man, you don't want to go. You ask your mom, please, but she still says no. Man, living in this house, it's such a drag. Your mom tossed out your best porno mag. Busted. You have to fight for that right to party. Thank you. Thank you very much, Beastie Boys. Thank you.
Opie and Anthony.
Two hungry sharks in a world of unlimited halibut.
A four-hour parade of meat. Catch the best of Opie and Anthony. Saturdays, 11 to 3. 1027 WNEW.
With the Opie and Anthony Show. Frank Caliendo in studio playing Rascals this weekend in Jersey, Friday and Saturday. Richard Cheese, lead singer of Lounge Against the Machine, helping us out. He's got a show tomorrow night at the Mercury Lounge in the city. And if you want to get a hold of us today, 866-277-4WOW.
How do you lose an SUV?
What do you mean?
How do you lose one? I just found out I turned in my... Mercury Mountaineer, back in the beginning of June, at Bay Ridge Lincoln Mercury. I get a collection thing coming to my house saying they can't find the truck, and it was never turned in.
I turned it in early June. Now I'm like, as far as like creditors go, I've been driving around in this. What? They lost my truck.
Thank you, Bay Ridge Lincoln Mercury.
When you dropped it off, didn't you say, here's my truck?
And yeah, and I picked up a new one.
Did you say, can I get a receipt?
Yeah, I should have, huh? I should have done something.
Could I get a receipt next time?
Oh, no. So now it seems it's missing.
Maybe you just dropped it off to a homie or something.
Maybe. It was the guy on the corner that was like, can I have that truck? I was like, wait a minute. Yeah, okay. You work here, right? Oh, yeah, I work here.
Okay, well, do you need me to sign anything?
No, just give me the keys.
All right.
Or somebody built a big fake car lot.
Yeah. Just the front, which, of course, if you ask Rick, who used to work at Universal Studios, that's called a facade, which means false front.
Can you come in? Can I come inside and sign some papers?
No, you can't come inside.
Don't even come inside. We'd prefer you don't.
Can I check one of the other cars? No.
Not right now.
I thought when I was driving away, I saw a big gust of wind and the whole front of the store just fell down. I thought I saw that,
and
but I said no.
And then came across.
Couldn't have happened. They better straighten it out.
Well, yeah. Denise, what's going on?
Hey, how are you?
Good. We're having a little party today.
Good. But you're killing me.
Why?
The first time, you know, you have all these, you know, hot chicks with D cups, whatever, on the show. I can deal with that, being a small-breasted woman. Now you've got men with much bigger boobs than they have. It's hurting my feelings.
D cups.
We have a man, little Stevie. He's got solid D cups, yeah.
Solid.
Like, I'm like an A-minus. You're killing me.
Oh, an A-minus. But are they the perky ones or the little flapjacks?
Oh, no, they're cute and perky.
They always say they're cute.
No, they are.
No, I like all sizes.
Yeah, but...
I've learned to love all sizes.
You got to hook a come-along onto each nip to TF her?
It's not even possible. I've tried. The guy has to be huge.
Hey, Denise, I'd rather see your boobs than all these guy boobs that we have around here today.
Wow, you're really going out on a limb there, Opie. Woo! You're a rebel.
Just trying to make you feel good.
Man, and I just left the city. I would have stopped by. Oh.
Come on by. Speaking of which, we need a really hot girl to stop by today because this show is way too gay.
Yeah, you know something?
It started with the naked cowboy, and it never got any better from there.
It degenerated.
Now we got one guy hanging in the studio. He's got one freaking boob on him.
It's the same we have to a girl. Yeah.
Some guy is saying you should just pop an implant in the other side and go with it. Just go with it.
How do you look in makeup?
The mic. Nah, it wouldn't work. Like, believe me, I've tried working out so much. Like,
that's not working out though. You can tell it's something else. Did you go to a doctor or anything?
Yeah, it's called the medical term is called gynecomastia.
Yeah, that sounds hot.
And they said like 1 out of 3 guys got it, you know, get it. But
1 out of 3?
That's what the guy told me.
Those are some weird.
I don't know.
Let's see. We got how many guys in here right now?
Yeah, it doesn't
make
sense.
Somewhere there's a room with like 40 guys in it with one boob.
Yeah. Like normally like chubby or obese like men get it, but apparently
he's really bummed about it. I
could
be too.
You can tell.
I mean, how tall are you?
I'm 6'1".
6'1"? You're only what, 175, 170? Okay. And it's completely normal on the right side, and he's got almost a B boob on the left side.
Yeah,
That's a real boob.
And you have no other fat on your body.
When you flip it around, it jiggles like a real woman's breast.
Boob. I mean, the names I used to get, like people used to call me like Phantom Nipple, Bubble Boob.
Bubble.
I was down upstairs, like,
kids are so cruel.
Some of my friends are like, you know, ask if like my friend got to, you know, if a girlfriend got to second base with me, stuff like that. Yeah,
that's bad.
Yeah, it's been torture. And it's like, you know, I guess it's acceptable if you're like, if you're fat, but like, when you're like skinny,
you gain some weight.
Why don't you
put on about 40-50 pounds?
That's what I did. I have half a boob.
But how do you tell the calories to move to the right side of your chest? You know what?
It just, I don't know how.
When you were heavier, was the other side like comparable?
This one just started growing like right after like 15, 16 years old. I was so embarrassed. I was afraid to tell anyone.
A time of your life where it really doesn't matter appearance or any self-esteem or things like that. You're mid-teens.
It sucks because you can't go to like a boardwalk or like a pool and just take your shirt off without people notice it. Like, you know,
you failed gym, didn't you?
Yeah. It's like
shirts and skins. No, 50-50 shot. What's it gonna be? Oh, I'm skins again.
Yeah, well, I'll just take the F. Thank you.
I'll be outside smoking pot.
Right.
With my shirt on.
Right.
It didn't help that I worked at a day camp too, you know, like where I was outside all day long.
Here's a guy that had the same thing as you, Rob.
Yo, O&A, what's up?
What's up?
Yeah, I got the operation done about a month ago. And it happens to one out of four guys.
Where you get one boob?
Yeah, it's called gynecomastia.
Yeah.
That's what doctors are telling you to make you feel better.
One out of four men gets this. Men
Everyone's got it. I had it.
My three other doctor friends.
99% of those guys live on a small island off of
Fiji.
Africa, yeah.
Fiji, Africa. Fiji, Africa.
Did you have it on one boob or did you have it on both?
Yeah, only on one side.
Really?
And I went to the doctor. Insurance covered it. Got it paid for.
Does it look like the other side, or is it like the...
Right now, my chest is perfectly even. I got no problem.
You want that. You are so jealous right now.
You know what? I don't know how this contest is going to pan out, but keep close. Make sure you get your number to Rick. We got to have a telethon or something, man.
Yeah. I
can't let this guy go home with one boob today.
I was there when he was passing CDs out. When you guys remember you unloading all the CDs here, I was outside.
Maybe Dr. Pistone might be able to throw him.
Please,
since it's only half the job.
If I had the money, I would have done it like years ago. But
really,
it's just like how do you?
This is what we'll do. It'll be a little humiliating, but in the end, you'll have a normal chest.
That's fine.
We'll have you out on the corner. And you'll show everyone the one boob, and we'll have like a pathetic sign. Please help me, and then they'll donate.
A fundraiser.
We will get the money in one day.
It's $5,000.
$5,000, but he only needs one done though.
Yeah, that's how much it costs.
For one?
$5,000.
Yep,
it'd be cheaper
to
just get the other one put in.
Is this doctor good? Wow.
His name's Dr. Pistone. He's out of Philadelphia. He does this all the time.
Dr. Bombay.
No, he's really good, actually. Dr. Gregory Pistone, Pistone. His website's drpistone.com. Mm-hmm. Also sponsoring this contest is goldenpalace.com.
Yeah.
Chance to win a trip to Hedonism 3 if you go to their website.
Wouldn't it be nice to be able to, go to Hedonism, take your shirt off, get some girls without worrying about a boob?
I'm going to Europe in 3 weeks. I'm going on a cruise. How am I going to, I tried working out so much. Like, what am I,
They stay on the starboard side of the boat.
You're not going to get rid of it no matter what you do. It has to be done surgically.
Yeah.
You beat me to it. Oh.
Wait, is that yours?
That's all right.
At least over in Europe, your armpit will look like a chick's, too. So that's good.
I got to go, boys.
All right, maybe you can make believe your left arm's broken and the sling will just kind of cover everything. Yeah.
Good camouflage, a sling.
Sucks, man. I'm gonna be like all over the place, and I can't take my shirt off. You know,
we can't let him leave this place with one freaking chick boob.
I'm not doing this to be like. I mean, I'm big fans of the show, but I'm not doing this for attention. It's just like you said.
No, we can tell you're desperate here.
He really is desperate. Is his pictures up yet?
I don't know.
I want to say I am doing this for attention.
Yes, Frank Caliendo, Rascals.
Well, I think you're the type of guy this contest really is all about.
Yeah.
Hey, Tiny over there.
Yeah.
You got some really major league yabos there.
That's little Stevie with the D's, yeah.
But, you're a big guy also.
Well, hey, I could do the sympathy thing too,
Oh, you can?
These things, I got fat because I had a brain tumor.
Is that what did it?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got to tell you something, man.
Wait, the brain tumor gave you boobs?
Absolutely.
Let me explain. During commercials, Ant, he's got... There it is.
Should explain.
There it is. I was going to try to...
Oh, my God. What
is
that? What is it?
That's one of the four greatest things on Earth.
He just framed... He has a framed picture of his brain tumor that he wants to show us.
That is a nice frame, too. Look at
that. Yeah, it's silver.
It is.
That's great. You should make copies of those and slip them into all the frames at the department stores. pop all the pictures of those good-looking families out and just pop your brain tumor in every single frame.
Yeah. That's actual size, too.
Is it?
That's the actual size of your brain tumor?
That was it, right?
That was a big tumor.
Where was that? Straight in the middle.
Right in the middle of your head.
Yep.
Right in the middle of your head, front, back. Where was it?
They went up through my nose to get it, so it was...
Was it one of those pituitary ones?
Absolutely.
I just saw a special on that on Discovery the other day. I do watch Discovery in between downloading porno.
Yeah.
But I do occasionally get... I saw that the other day, and they go through the nose... And pull out the tumors. And it also has something to do with giantism, making you a giant or something.
I don't know about that.
Did it squirt out any of those things that made you big? Like your hands and...
No.
You're a big guy. No, but it went to your boobs.
It went to the boobs, right?
Went to the boobs and right here.
Oh, you got a bunt. That's called a bunt.
Is it a bunt if it's on a guy?
On a woman it's a bunt because it's not quite belly and it's not quite the other thing.
Right.
So it's called a bunt. I guess you'd have a bock.
A bunk.
Should be.
Why not? Call it a bunk.
Hey, let's pass the picture on. Here, here's little Stevie's tumor pictures. Framed for your pleasure.
Hey, that's a nice tumor.
Can we put your tumor up on our website?
Nice tumor.
Can you
autograph that first? Sign it?
That is a
great
tumor.
To Opie Anthony with love.
Let's see what voice comes out of Frank Caliendo when he sees this picture.
There you go, Frank.
The doctor actually asked me if I was lactating.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did it make him hot, or was it a professional question?
The only thing I could say to him was, excuse me?
Yeah.
With this kind of thing, man, that's what it does to you.
Is there anything you could take? Any hormonal treatment to get rid of your boobs?
No. They are there now. The only way to get rid of them is to have them surgically removed. That's why.
Oh, wow. Brain tumor guy or a guy that's going to Europe and has one boob.
Let's not forget about the Asian guy. I know he's not Asian, but he has the Asian lady boobs.
Yeah, but I don't think he's got a good sob story.
Hey, Rick, are these pictures going to be up soon so people can play along at home?
Yeah, real quick. All Scott's right. working on it right now.
All right.
Wow. Proving that big breasts go hand in hand with brain dysfunctions, even in guys.
You learn something new on the
Yes, you do.
Shandon.
Yeah, I heard that guy talking about how he had a job at a daycare center.
No, day camp.
Day camp?
Yeah. Kind of ruins your joke now. Kind of ruins your joke now, doesn't it?
Yeah, that sucks.
Wait, what'd he say?
Especially since the doctor was asking him if he was lactating. I was going to ask him if he was breastfeeding the kitties.
Yeah. You're missing everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got the wrong guy, works at the wrong place.
Here's a guy who should have listened to In Order.
That's right.
Hey, this guy says he had the surgery done and insurance paid for half. You got some insurance there?
I don't have medical insurance right now.
Oh, man. You're working at the day camp.
No, right now I'm trying to get my teacher certification at Montclair State University. And
the kids won't make much fun of
I wonder if
the
we could
teacher
do,
with one boob.
I wonder if we could do feels for meals with this guy.
Feels to have it reduced. Oh, man.
One of the greatest radio promotions that'll never be done, unfortunately.
I couldn't believe you guys were talking about it. I was like, oh, my God, and that's why I called
That's
up.
Me. Too bad Rachel isn't here today. She could have given it a feel and said if it feels like a woman. Have girls told you it feels like a real woman's boob?
Well, girls just get, they get bugged out about it. They don't like, they know I'm embarrassed about it, so like they kind of like don't talk about it. But you know they're laughing and like so hard right now.
Oh my!
You know they are.
Oh, look at the self-esteem problem.
Yeah. You know
what if you're with a girl whose boobs are smaller? Is that
I was telling before. Like I went out with a girl. She had like an A. She was that went out say like A minus. I went out with her, but she had a nice body, like a stripper's body and everything.
Yeah.
But my boob was bigger than hers.
You know, our listeners.
I told her, I'm like, I'll give you mine, you know.
If only you could do that.
I got to tell you guys one thing. Our listeners listen a little more closely than we do. Mitch picked up on something here. Mitch.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I got a small issue with this guy.
All right.
Why are you going on a European cruise if you can't afford this surgery?
How are you going on a cruise?
I'll explain.
All right, he's going to have a good answer for this one.
That's fine. My parents are from Greece, so we're going to Greece. It's my mom's 50th birthday present, and they're paying. You know, I don't have the money. I asked my parents if I could have this done, but my mom's one of those like European off the boat Greek mothers,
right?
Who like thinks you know her son's perfect no matter what.
You don't need
so,
that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean I understand. I know where he's coming from, but like. It's my mom's 50th thing. Like we're going to visit family there, so like it's that's the deal with that. I've asked my parents. Believe me, if I could get this done, you know, I would have done this earlier. Why would I wait till I'm 23 to get it done? You know, I would have done it when I was 16, 17, 18 years old.
Man, I thought I had a good one.
You did.
You
Mitch.
Did because I'm still thinking. You know, hey, mom, come on. I know.
I'd take the breast reduction over a cruise in a second.
Take the breast reduction over seeing my mom any day.
Say what? I'll give you $2,000 if I can go on the cruise with your parents.
Go ahead.
All right.
There you go. Look, you made out.
Party in Greece. Is your mom hot?
Jeez. You sell the cruise. Send someone in lieu of you to stand in for your mom's 50th.
You know, I don't even care. I don't want to go. I honestly wouldn't go. If I could straight up, hands down, I would take the surgery in a second.
Well, we have your mother on line 2. Let's see what she has to say about that.
You want us to talk to your mom about this?
You wouldn't want to talk about that. If she knew I was here, she'd flip out.
Oh, really?
She would flip out.
She doesn't listen?
But hey, I'm over 18, so I could do whatever I want.
That's right.
Know?
Yeah. And so you got to make that a priority in your life, getting rid of that.
It is. Believe me, now, you know, I want to get it done now because...
You know what's going to happen? Because you'll get older, you'll stay there, you get older and all, and then after a point, guys just say, you know something, screw it. I don't even care anymore. And you'll be around with a bit, and believe me, just like a girl, they probably will sag.
Well, I just met this girl now, and just like I like her a lot, but like I can't take my shirt off in front of her, and I stayed over her house, and she was like kind of like implying to take my shirt off. And
does she know
like,
you have the one boob, or you've been hiding it well?
I've been hiding it, but I don't know. I think she's picking up on it a little bit.
Let's call her.
She's in Baltimore
gotta know.
Right now.
I don't care.
Maybe she can come see me at Fletcher's on Sunday night.
Hey, Fletcher's in Baltimore.
Thank you very much.
Lounge against the machine.
Yeah,
yes.
Find a guy just have to slip a plug in. It's been 20 minutes.
Find a guy who can plug himself better than Frank Caliendo.
Thank you.
You want us to call the girl?
We'll break it to her nice.
Come on. You got to tell her eventually. Why not in front of everyone?
It'll break the ice. We'll make it fun.
She's on vacation right now. She's down at Ocean City Mounds.
Does she have a cell phone?
You could get a hold of her, man.
I have her home line, but she's not home.
You'll get brownie points as far as us raising money.
I can give you numbers to like other girls that have gone out with me and see what they say.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, I don't know.
See what their honest...
I mean, I'm trying to help you out, you know.
See what their honest opinion of it was?
See what they said.
I know you could get a hold of your current girl. She's got to know, man.
I've been only with her like 3 weeks, and she's so hot. She looks like Mandy Moore. She's got like... She's hot, this girl, and I don't want to like, you know, ruin it right now. I'll see if I, you know, I could give you the girl I went out with.
You don't want to
give me the girl I went out with in 1984.
What anxiety this guy must go through with a hot girl and just, like, it's always on his mind. Oh, no, she's going to find out about the boob. Oh, my God. All right, I'm going over to pick her up, but oh, my God, it's going to be tonight. She's going to find out about the boob. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Just, like, constant anxiety about this.
Why do you wear a vest every time you pick me up?
Just wrap yourself up in a bandage. Oh, I'm an investigator. I was shot yesterday. You know, just come up with macho stories why you need to be bandaged up.
I'm trying to see.
We want to talk to the current one, I think.
Does it pop out when you get cold a little?
More sensitive than the other one?
Well, it actually is very. It kind of gets tender. Like if you slip.
Once a month? you know, we've all heard that one. Don't touch. They're hurt.
I thought someone gave tender. When I first started, I thought someone just gave me a really bad purple nurple when I was a little kid, and that's what caused it. I didn't know.
Wow.
You know? I thought it was like...
Let's call that guy who did that to
us. Exactly.
Yeah,
purple nurple guy.
All right, we have to take a break. We do have Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine in the studio. They're playing the Mercury Lounge tomorrow night. What? Little Stevie? You all right?
He dropped his frame.
Oh, you dropped your tumor?
Yeah. Can we get that scanned and put up on the website?
All right, we're going to get the tumor on the
website. Hey, let's
play
Discovery Channel for him out there. I think you'll like this one.
Oh.
Hit me.
You and me, baby, we ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel. I saw a special about the pituitary gland on that.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Very nice.
Now let's turn on the PA system and start the fun.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Afternoon radio. This is it. You can't go anywhere else. Nowhere to go. That's like saying you don't like Earth. You're leaving. Where are you going?
Opie and Anthony.
And we finally have control.
Yes.
Gets better every day, don't it?
Catch the best of Opie and Anthony. Saturdays, 11 to 3. 1027 WNEW.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. In the studio, Frank Caliendo playing Rascals Friday and Saturday night. Richard Cheese from Lounge Against the Machine playing the Mercury Lounge tomorrow night.
That's right. This is a great song. This is Guns N' Roses, isn't it?
Yeah, Paradise.
No, we do a better version of that. Bobby, can you hear me out there? Swing it for me.
said, take me down to that paradise city where the grass is green and those girls are pretty. Oh, won't you please take me home. Take me home. Thank you.
Hey, take that guy home.
Thank you so much.
Wow.
That's the kind of top-notch musical entertainment you'll be seeing at the Mercury Lounge tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Nice.
Thank you. Hey, we got to talk about the Call Me Now lady.
Call me now.
Miss Cleo's in a little trouble there.
Miss Cleo.
Remember when those commercials first started running? I want you to all remember what I said here on this radio show. And I wasn't going out on a limb with this one either. That's a bunch of crap, all that psychic stuff.
Who are these people calling?
Pretty good.
No, please. The master's over here, and I'm trying to hack a Jerry Seinfeld impression.
What's the deal with that?
But, people called, and it seems that their commercials said the first 3 minutes free. Remember that? Mm-hmm. So call me now for your free reading. And people would call up, and apparently they would leave you on hold for quite a while they found the psychic. And it was never Cleo.
Find the psychic.
Find the psychic. We don't know where she is.
A new radio game.
Find the psychic. So they'd put you on hold, and then when they get you back on the line, they would say, Cleo's not here. So you'd talk to some schlep that's in a cubicle somewhere that they dragged off the street, and then they would get all your personal information. Say, okay, I need your birthday. I need this. I need that. And meanwhile, ching, ching, there go the 3 minutes. Gone. Then they put you on hold again. So people are being billed. They never get to use their free 3 minutes.
Right.
And I don't know what they could tell you in 3 minutes.
And they never get Miss Cleo.
No, you never get Miss Cleo.
They did a thing. It's like a warehouse filled with Miss Cleo lookalikes.
Yeah. I saw that on the Discovery Channel.
You and me. Sorry. Did that one.
As right after the brain tumor show. And
the Discovery Channel, one of the most informative channels in the history of television.
Absolutely channels. Right. Yes.
Thank you, Marv.
So the Attorney General here, Jay Nixon, this guy, said that they were ripping off people for millions of dollars. So all of a sudden, their commercials disappeared. And now Miss Cleo is somewhere in the Caribbean.
Call me now. Call Miss Cleo for your free reading.
Hi, Miss Cleo?
Yes?
Hi, Jay Nixon, Attorney General.
Okay, Jay, wait, let me lay my cards out and I'll give you your reading.
No, Miss Cleo, I'm not calling about that.
Don't be telling Miss Cleo what you're calling about. I'm the psychic. Let me lay the cards out. You say you're Attorney General.
Yeah, Miss Cleo, I'm the Attorney General.
Okay, I see in your future you're going to make a big bust.
Yeah, Miss Cleo, that's why I'm calling.
Don't tell me nothing. I'm a psychic, I can tell you. I see somebody be bilking lots of people out of their money.
Hey, you are sharp, Miss Cleo. Absolutely why me, Jay Nixon, Attorney General, I'm calling you.
Now, there's a problem with your relationship.
No, Miss Cleo, that's fine. There's a problem with them, you.
Right, I'm looking in my cards here. Wait, Miss Cleo not here. Hold on. Please wait. We'll get another psychic. I have a plane to catch.
She's out of there.
At times, she became Andrew Dice Cleo.
Andrew Dice Cleo! Miss Cleo, let me lay my cards out. I see banana juice in your future, you effing hooah. Oh! Call me now, you dumbass. Unless you're one of those disgusting midgets. Now I'll do 20 minutes on midgets. Oh!
Miss Cleo, why are the sirens outside the house?
Look for a lady with a really fake Jamaican accent dressed like Aunt Jemima. You're right outside.
Call me now.
Yeah, so I guess anybody who was calling that, wipe your drool off your mouth and you might have a lawsuit.
Maybe. Sue me now.
Sue me now.
Yeah, call me. I need bail.
Improper billing practices.
Yeah, well, I guess it would be because she billed some people who are dead.
Yeah, did you read that too?
Yeah.
They were billing phones of people that were dead.
They were dead.
Like to try to, I guess, get money from their estate.
I see in your future you have no future.
You're dead. I see your flesh rotting off your body.
I got billed 12 times. You're bored.
I was billed too. It wasn't fair.
Hey, I got billed 4 times. I loved it. Speaking of getting billed, I don't have a predicate to that sentence.
A predicate?
Oh. Call me now if you're dead.
Yeah.
So we won't be seeing her anymore. I enjoyed those late nights.
I liked the Miss Cleo. She was all right.
She was just a figurehead.
An hour last night, or 2 nights ago.
Miss Cleo?
2 nights ago. Yeah.
Wow, because I haven't seen her in a while on the commercials.
Yeah,
her infomercial's still playing, though.
Mm-hmm. She's now Kevin Trudeau.
Is that who she is now?
The memory guy.
Oh, thanks.
Everybody got silent. I was like, I suck.
He's the memory guy.
Joe, what's going on?
Hey,
guys. Hey, Joe.
I hate to interrupt the fun, but I believe Miss Cleo invented Call Me Now. Anyway, I was wondering if my girlfriend's cheating on me.
You're wondering that what?
If my girlfriend's cheating on me. I'm
okay, hold on. We're not done with your free read in 3 minutes yet. So please hold 3 minutes.
Music, please. Music hold.
Yeah, anytime somebody would call in the commercials, this is something I like to, they'd be like, hi, Cleo, I'm in a relationship, and I want to know, is my boyfriend cheating on me? He is cheating on you, girl. But let me tell you, you've been seeing a man yourself. Yeah, I have. See, you be calling on your boyfriend, you should be calling on yourself. Call me now for a free read. And she's like, wow, Miss Cleo, you're the most badly scripted phone calls.
Miss Cleo, I was wondering what kind of donut I could get. She's looking at a bunch of different kinds of donuts. There's so many donuts. You got any ideas, Miss Cleo? In case you do, just tell me.
You've been giving the donut lady a hard time, haven't you?
Well, I do the sound effect when I come in the door, cling, cling.
Well, that was the one I saw, the one when she was on the fake radio show.
Yeah, the fake radio show is one of the staples of the bad infomercials now. They just throw a mic in front of them and go, let me tell you how you can make yourself a fortune in a week. And then they have some real estate thing. And I'm watching this going, you know, who the hell's going to listen to this show? I don't even think they're really on the radio when they're doing that. Frank, comment?
Thank you very much.
Hey, Matt, what's up?
Same old.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is this O&A?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Woo. Yo, I used to work for Miss Cleo.
You were one of the psychics.
I was one of the psychics. I was hired by some fat lady to work for Miss Cleo. I basically got paid $8 worth of books to come sit in there and listen to like people's problems and stuff like that.
$8 per call?
Well, this is the thing. Like the whole scam is to keep them on the phone for right. As long as possible, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty obvious. Sure.
So they come up, you know, they call up and like they start talking to you. They'll be like, "Is Miss Cleo there?" And you gotta be like, "I was always like, nah, she's not here." You know, like you can talk.
Some people say that I saw the show. Some people say she's doing another reading.
Yeah, you'd do something like that. It'd be like 2 o'clock in the morning. Do you really think you're getting in touch with Miss Cleo?
I could really use some sleep. I'm here all the time. Yeah, she's not there.
Yeah, no. So, like, you know, you just keep them on the phone. And, like, there's a whole script. They'll start telling you about the problems and stuff like that.
All right, here we go. I just called you up. You're the psychic. Hi, I'm here for my psychic reading.
All right. What seems to be like on your mind today?
I want to know about I want to know about relationships.
Exactly how it goes.
Okay. No, this is exactly how it goes. Yeah, it's really bad.
But you don't even throw in the Jamaican accent.
No, man. I just smoke like a big fat joint. Go up there.
That's what I would do. So all right. I want to know about relationships.
Relationships. All right. I just laid out the cards for you. And I see a 3 of hearts here or something like that. I forgot what they exactly are.
3 hearts or something like that. Hey, look, I got blackjack.
Yeah, and people are like,
pays
oh, really?
2 to 1.
Double down.
Right. You want to double down on
double
your
down.
Future? I got the card of cups here and the death card.
Yeah, basically. And then you just be like, I see there's a problem in, like, your relationship going on right now.
And anybody who has a stable relationship would not be calling a stupid psychic thing. So they're, oh, yeah. Well, I do have a problem. You're right.
Yeah, basically, like, all they do is, like, they talk you through it. And it's, like, the longer you keep them on the phone, like, you know what I mean? Like, the more money you make. Because it's just, like, you know, like, it's like lonely people calling up in the middle of the night. you know, they want to hear somebody talk to them and stuff like that. You become like a psychologist, like an
Am I going to find a true love? Matt, tell me now.
Of course you will.
Oh, was it always positive?
Of course you will.
Depends. Depends on my mood. Sometimes I'd be like real evil and stuff like that. And be
oh,
like,
you'd be pissed off and you get up there and just go,
yeah, I'd be like,
you're going to die in a fiery
like,
crash.
I see death I see the
oh,
person
man.
You're with.
I just found my side gig.
Yeah, I hope you can do that, man.
I have a ball.
Anthony, you love it, man. You go and they like, tell like girls her husband is cheating on them and stuff like that. You can make a mess of people's like relationships because they believe it.
And then you can pick up the broad.
Yeah.
To say that he's cheating on you or something.
Yeah, you can make stuff up. You can just go off. But I'm telling you, man, that whole thing, it was just, like, ridiculous.
And you worked for the Miss Cleo one.
Yeah, totally. Jeez,
see, who were the rubes calling that number?
It was. That's all it was. It was, like, the middle of the night. I used to work, like, late shifts, like, from maybe, like, 11 o'clock to about, like, you know, like 2:30, 3 o'clock. And people would just call up with just, like, you know, crying and stuff like that. Talking about, like, their diseases and stuff like that. Is someone going to die?
Wow, night. What if a brain tumor guy called up?
Oh, brain tumor guy would be like dead if I was in the right mood.
Matt.
Hey, Jay's in. Jay, you work
Matt.
With... Jay.
Yeah.
Can you hear Matt?
Nah.
Hey, I hear Jay.
Matt, what's up, man?
I used to work with Jay.
Yo, Jay. Matt, it's Jay.
Matt, Jay, Matt.
What's up? Yeah, I used to work with him.
Jay.
Yo. You know what that rules.
You want to smoke some more weed? Jay. Hey, Jay.
What's up?
You worked at the
Hold on.
Jay, gotta watch that F word.
I'm sorry.
You worked, and you were a psychic, too.
Yeah, I just feel like, I see love in your future. You're going to have good times in the future. You're going to get some money coming to you. It's going to be great business opportunities. It was ridiculous.
How did you get the job? Like, what, did they ask any qualifications?
No, we had a studio, and it was, like, a couple doors down, and we just walked over, and she's like, you guys want to be psychics?
Yeah, this big fat lady was like, the big fat lady asked us, do you want to be a psychic?
It was
the weirdest
thing,
and we were like, all right, let's go.
What was the training they gave you?
And then she skipped out of town, and she left without paying people.
What was the training they gave you to read the cards?
They give you, like, a, you know, we never even had cards.
You didn't have the cards?
We had a script.
No.
I thought maybe they'd have the cards and just go, all right, here's the cups, a card of cups and the...
Yeah, there was a script to keep going, and, like, the script was, like, perfectly timed out to keep them on the phone for an hour.
It was ridiculous.
Oh, and, like, wow. And then, like, after, like,
three... She was hiring just a bunch of stoners.
I didn't mean, hey, dude, man, you want to be psychic?
Yo, another funny thing was, dude...
Hold on. What?
Like, after, like, a couple of minutes, a beep would happen, and they'd be like, what's that beep? And that was the beep when, like, the free time was up, and we'd be like, oh, that's nothing.
Don't worry about that.
Don't mind the beep. You know,
don't worry about that, man.
Like, just so
we would take breaks and just drink 40s. It didn't matter.
Drink 40s and smoke pot.
Help people their future. We used to, like, mold people's lives.
I'd be like, I think your husband's cheating on you, so you should go to the Caribbean and meet, like, a new love. I'd be like, you're
really?
Right.
You guys rock.
Wow.
Stone guys reading your future. Call me now.
Yo, man.
You can't write a bit better than
you
that.
You gotta get a shout out to GF1.
All right, Jay, Matt.
All right, man.
See you later, guys.
Thanks,
hey,
guys.
Hey.
There they go.
Smoke weed every day.
Yes.
Marijuana is the bomb.
Travis, what's going on?
Yo, O&A.
Hey.
I hear Don West is replacing Chloe on the old...
Cleo? No.
Miss Cleo.
Limited edition.
I got your future. I got your future. It's in the cards. Let me open up the cards here. I got a Ken Griffey Jr. rookie card. I don't know about you, but I know it's in my future. I'm going to sell this thing. I'm going to sell it. Give it 3 minutes on the clock. Three free minutes on the clock. And call me now. Call me now. Because look at this. I'm going to give you a box set. You start your own card store. Start your own store with the collection we got coming up now. Look at this. A McGuire rookie card. You can't beat it. Call me now, folks. I'll predict your future. You're gonna spend a lot of money on worthless sports memorabilia if you call me.
You ever see that lunatic? At night, late night, he's great.
It's more fun watching you, my friend. It's in the carts.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, O'Neill, what's up?
What's up? We're having fun, man.
Yeah, me and my friends up at school, we went to go prank Miss Cleo.
We got one of her henchmen.
Prank Miss Cleo. She's getting paid for your prank.
Yeah, she's got to figure it out. You can't prank
her. No, yeah, but I got one of her henchmen. Right. And so he starts asking me questions. They asked where I'm from. I told him I was from Jersey City. So for 10 minutes, he's telling me about how he was in Jersey City the night before they bombed the World Trade Center bombing. And I'm like, dude, I don't care. I just want to talk to Miss Cleo. And he just kept going on and on about
keeping
how
on the
he's
phone.
Like, that was pretty scary.
Here's a guy who doesn't know he was getting tricked.
Yeah.
Yeah, then I got a bill for $25. So
see, ooh, good trick. You got her.
Why, yeah, I know.
Mike, why don't you, you know, prank the 1-900 numbers or something? Why Miss Cleo?
Because she's the biggest tool on TV. I always see her all the time. I just wanted to yell at her.
All the stoners checking out the Miss Cleo commercials late at night.
Wow. Just laughing.
I could do that. Yeah, you could. Watch me mess with her mind for the next hour. Gets the phone bell.
I'm so much more intelligent than her.
Right. Dude, we screwed her for an hour. She is such a dick. I guess we have to take a break.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Here, are the man boob pictures up today?
Scott's got a few of them up right now.
A few? Do we got the one boob guy yet?
Yeah, he was the first one.
Go to opieandanthony.com.
One boob guy?
Let me see. What was his name?
George. George, wow, yeah.
Oh, wow, George, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
George's pictures are up. Go to opieandanthony.com.
Wow, that's rough.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You know something?
Oh, yeah.
That is some photograph.
You just show that one boob,
oh, yeah.
And you would mistake that for a woman's
boob. Oh, yeah.
Pan down. Go to the second one.
Let me see the second one.
Wow, that's pretty hot.
Yeah, if you like, yeah.
If you close one of your eyes,
turn to the side.
Right.
I think I got a field of vision.
I got a song about this one boob.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? Richard Cheese and Lounge Against
Richard
the Machine.
Richard Cheese has setups like you for me, Ope.
I know.
What do you do? How about a little U2?
Is it getting better, or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier if you got someone to blame? 'Cause it's one boob on that guy, one boob, not my guy, one that's not the same as the other one. With what's his name, yeah, one.
Thank you.
Yeah, Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine.
Playing the Mercury Lounge tomorrow night in the city.
Thank you very much.
Doing a very good job for us today. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with Frank Caliendo and the rest of the gang as we go to the FU line. All right, stay there.
Hey, thanks for calling. And here's the Opie and Anthony FU line.
Yeah, I want to send a big FU out to O&A and the World Wide Web. Because after MollyRama.com and the batch that I f***ing threw because of it, I know I'm going to hell. F you, bastard.
Next message.
A big F you to the jackass who had his kids singing Werewolves of London at breakfast in the Bedrock Cafe. Thanks, dick. I get to spend one Saturday a week having breakfast with my kid, and I got to be listening to your kid screaming and howling like an idiot. F you.
Next message.
This is a big F you for that ass man. Jesus Christ, I just looked at his pictures on the frickin' website. Man, is he a piece of shit. His frickin' ass looks like the grill of a truck. Holy shit.
Next message.
I want to leave an F you out to Mike at work for always trying to grab my ass. What's up with that?
End of message.
Hot naked girls, turn it on, hot porno, it's not good for you.
Who else gives you porno and comedy at the same time?
A stupid program called the Opie and Anthony Show.
Catch the best of Opie and Anthony, Saturdays, 11 to 3. 1027 WNEW.
I want a girl with a mind like a diamond. I want a girl who knows what's best. I want a girl with shoes that cut and eyes that burn like cigarettes. I want a girl with the right allocations, who's fast and thorough and sharp. facility and picking up slack. I want a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. A little taste of cake there. Short skirt,
yeah.
Long jacket. Give us a call, 866-277-4WOW. Let's see how Cleveland's doing today. Yes, Anthony?
Someone wanted to know if the last two guys that said they worked for Miss Cleo,
yeah,
in psychic reading, he said, Bob and Ted's excellent psychic network. Didn't they sound like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I just love they had the pot laugh.
We're telling the future.
Whoa, Rufus. Brittany, what's going on?
Not much.
What do you got for the show today?
I ain't got anything for the show. I just want to call and tell you guys. You guys are awesome.
All right.
Nice.
You're enjoying the show in Cleveland?
Yeah.
On Extreme Radio?
Yes, everybody listens to it.
I hope so.
Yep. We love you guys.
Is it tough being named Brittany?
Kinda.
You gotta be hot to be Britney these days, right?
Damn straight.
Yeah, imagine if you're fat and ugly and you got the name Britney.
Yeah, I'm Britney.
Yeah, sure you are. Yeah.
I actually know some fat and ugly people named Britney.
What about having the name Gertrude, but you're really hot?
Yeah. So I'm plowing Gertie last night.
Right. Man.
Are you saying I have a tacky laugh?
You got a pot laugh, too?
Yeah, you got the pot laugh.
I do not have a pot laugh.
She totally,
I have to admit, though, I do sit up at late at night and watch Miss Cleo.
Miss Cleo rocks, right?
Yes, she does.
All right, Brittany. Well, thank you.
No problem.
Hey, help us out with that little wow thing in Cleveland, okay?
All right.
If you see a guy with wow written on the back of their car, that means
we've actually seen a few of them.
Cool.
They're in Cleveland. The wow stickers are hitting Cleveland.
If you're feeling it, show your boobs, all right?
All right.
The guys will be cool to you back. I promise.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Pat checking in saying he loved the new Lou Reed song.
Jamie.
Yo, what's going on?
Hey, Jamie.
You got to help this guy out.
What, the one boob guy?
You got to help him out. I had this surgery done. You got to help him out.
Oh, wait. The pictures have finally made it up, right?
Yeah. They're on already.
Oh, that's right. We did talk about that.
Yeah, they're on.
No, there's so much going on. I forget.
No offense to the other guys, but this guy needs it.
Yeah, the one boob. I mean, you look at him and stuff.
You'll help his future so much.
It's going to be up to you guys. I mean, I feel bad for the guy with the Asian lady boob.
Yeah. Well, there's some guys that the boob job, if they win and go and get it done and don't have the boob, it's not going to help them at all. You could tell. They're just maybe real big fat guys, and the boob thing isn't going to help them at all. But that's somebody that if he has that one boob removed, I think it'll help out his life.
Definitely. Yeah. I went through this when I was in, like, eighth grade.
Right.
I was going to all eighth grade summer parties, and I was the only moron with a shirt on.
Yeah.
You got to help this guy.
It's going to be up to you guys. You're going to vote eventually.
I'll vote 1,000 times for him.
All right, Jamie.
All right.
Tomorrow's the last day to qualify for the man boob contest because we can't take any more of this.
There's something important about symmetry, though, isn't there?
Yeah.
If you've got one. You think it's almost like easier if there's two. You got two.
Yeah.
You got the belly.
Right.
The
one.
You've got, like, just the one nice.
That's rough.
Supple. Whatever.
Frank, wake up.
Hey.
Come back to reality.
Richard Cheese is here.
Yes,
thank
he
you
is.
Very much.
He's going to do a song for us in a little bit. There's another guy that came and he wants in on the contest, though.
What's he look like?
Oh, I saw this guy.
Maybe he's got the other boob.
You go to opieandanthony.com to see all the contestants for the Man Boob Contest.
There you go.
One of the back, NSYNC guys.
What's
hey,
up?
How you doing, man? Pretty good.
Hey, you look like you should be in NSYNC or something.
Oh, no, not the NSYNC. You know how you 12-year-old to 16-year-old girls tell me that?
Really?
Yeah. I'm right out of NSYNC.
And look at you. You got Britney Spears boobs.
What's
so
wrong
that's
with
a
that?
Nice little combination you got.
Crossing pop land.
So, take your shirt off.
Oh, God.
Take your shirt off.
Just so sweet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
More like Christina Aguilera moves.
the hair helps a little bit. But
yeah. You know, that kind of takes away from the womanly thing that was happening with the other guy that didn't have any hair.
Those are pretty bad, too, Anthony.
Those are pretty bad. But he's got two.
Yeah, that's true.
A side view?
Yeah, turn sideways. Oh, my God. You got, like, crack whore boobs.
Yeah. Crack whore. Complete with the hair.
When did you have the baby?
Crack whore.
When did you have the baby?
About a week ago, maybe.
Lord.
Man.
So when did those perk up?
Seventh grade. Yeah.
I don't mean to stare at your breasts. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Seventh grade.
This is freaking bizarre.
And how much did you weigh at the time? Were you like a fat or anything?
Probably about the same build I am now.
Yeah. And all of a sudden you got boobs and...
Yep. Nothing I could do.
See, this is another guy that would really benefit from the surgery.
Yeah.
You know, because you're not a huge fat guy, right?
Because you can go back to being an NSYNC.
Yeah.
No strings attached.
All right, put your shirt on. I know you're embarrassed.
What is that?
My God.
What's the No Strings Attached?
That was their album.
That was their last album.
Oh, you know that, faggy?
I know a lot about him.
I was wishing I actually knew what his name was, the guy he looks like.
Oh, sure. But you didn't memorize it off the poster in your room?
I guess I'm guilty as charged. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, that's the running gag around here. If anyone knows anything about NSYNC or one of the other boy bands.
Here, you wanted Street Boy.
Is that a set?
Yes, it is a
Street Boy.
Frank,
hold on. Britney
Spears. Like you got in that one.
Frank,
the
here's
right?
The NSYNC CD.
And I look like the rest of them.
That would be, wow, I don't know.
Second one on the left.
No, who we know is Gay Marco.
Oh, the second one? Why, you get that a lot?
Yes, I'm looking at the guy here. He looks like the second
it's
one.
It's the second
on the
guy.
Do they have their names inside?
Yeah.
You know who that is. Who is it?
Oh, it's Lance.
How do you know, Ben?
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, when blah, 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 whatever Ant said to me. Whatever he said to me goes to you, dude.
Yeah.
No matter necessary.
Yeah, I think you could be a favorite in the contest. Yeah. I think you'll get some votes.
Your pictures have been taken?
Yeah, Rick just took them.
Yeah, they'll be up on the website.
Did Rick make you do the shot where you lean against the wall and look over your shoulder?
No. I didn't get that lucky.
Good, man.
I do the cup shot, though.
Oh, really?
You know, cup it up and like...
He made you cup it up. What is he doing? There's supposed to be clinical front side shots from Rick.
Rick is the weirdest human.
He really is. He had one guy pushing him with like his biceps, like pushing them together.
He was like pushing him.
What is he?
Cup it up with one hand.
Do the two where he makes one big one?
Yeah. Like pushes him in the middle.
I saw him walking through the hallway with some clothespins.
Yeah, we got a lot of funny people here today. Kurt, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
I just wanted to know what Newman from Seinfeld thinks about the man boobs since, you know, he is in the studio today.
And yeah, he has some man boobs,
Newman,
right?
Always sporting the man boobs.
Mm. Newman's got nothing.
Oh, is that a cue, guy?
Frank, you get
maybe
it?
Maybe I'm too gay. maybe I'm not right for the show anymore. Opie and Anthony.
Oh, no. He's pulling a Cindy Williams on us.
I'm kidding. <It's> like, cover your ass quickly, Frank. See Rat Race.
What was the question? I forgot.
Is he in that?
He wanted you to, Newman, he wanted you to comment about this guy's man boobs, that's all.
Supple, wonderful, squeezable, like Charmin.
What's the deal with Newman? He's going gay on us.
I'll show you gay, Jimmy.
He knows all the NSYNC guys. Vicky, what's going on?
Dude, I want to be on the air.
You're on the air, but you got to turn down your radio. Right, we got a lot of stone people listening.
Is that better?
Dude, no, usually we like it off.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because it echoes. Now I hear Frank in the background doing his
Newman. Is that better?
Because it echoes. Yeah. What do you got, Vicky?
Dude, contestant number 9 is hot. You have to totally give him, you have to give him that procedure.
Which one's number 9?
Rolf or something.
Wait, go to the...
You mean the guy with the one boob?
Brain tumor?
Oh, Jesus.
Which one's number 9? I hate when girls call up and like, he's so hot.
No, but he's so cute, dude.
Oh, Rolf?
Yeah.
I got a feeling that the...
Oh, Rolf is the guy with the Asian lady boob.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel bad for him.
Let's get it. Let's get the female point of view here.
It's going to be very different. It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because men and women are different.
Well, no, I like women too.
Vicky.
You think, oh, man.
Yes.
Now, you think this guy's hot, right?
Yeah.
Now, you go back to his place and you're getting ready to do the deed and he takes his shirt off. What are you thinking when you see the Asian lady boobs?
Okay, it's so not cool. But I mean,
Hold on. Yeah, you can't say the T word for boobies.
No.
Okay. Can I say boobs?
So you like boobs, too?
Yeah, boobs are nice.
Wait, hold on. Go back to that last shot. Rick, you're out of your mind. Look, that's the shot. Who is that, little Stevie?
He made little Stevie with the huge D man boobs.
Yeah.
Hold one up and cup it. Look at that.
Rick, why are you doing that?
Just to show how big it is.
You know what? I'm on Rick's side today. Cause
that's funny stuff.
It is a pretty funny shot. He's holding it up like,
wow, those are
want
huge.
Want some?
Yeah, I want some.
He's like got in milk.
Like in those magazines, like the real bad ones, the Swanks and the whatnot, where the chick is holding it up and yeah. got that look on her face like, yeah, get some.
They're over 50.
They're holding it up and it's like mercury. And
trying to hold mercury in your hand.
Right, she's trying to keep it all
on the dripping off the sides.
Well, Vicky, we'll see what happens in the contest, all right?
All right, dude, you guys rock.
Right on, sister. All right. Yeah, another one of these.
Smoke weed every day.
Lots of that today.
Marijuana is the bomb.
Yeah. Marijuana is the bomb.
You like those, right? We have a couple. But he contradicts himself because he says it's the bomb.
Marijuana is the bomb.
And then he says this.
Marijuana is a narcotic, medically and legally. It never did anybody any good and does everybody a lot of harm.
Joe Friday's full of contradiction.
Yes. Let's check in with Sacramento today. Mark, what's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing, man? I just want to let you guys know I think you're the most hilarious couple of guys on the radio.
Oh, great. Thanks
and,
more than...
We really needed something like you guys out here in Sacramento.
Thanks. It takes a couple more than a couple guys, though. We got a whole crew. But thank
yeah,
you.
I got to run, but you guys keep up the good work, and I'm spreading the word, man. You guys are spreading like a virus out here.
You know,
that's right.
You know, we're in a lot of cities, but our favorite radio station as far as call letters go, the one in Sacramento.
Yeah, it's, holy smokes, it's 93 Rock.
No, it's KXOA.
There we go.
XOA. We like the O-A. We like the OA part. KXOA.
Yeah. And they
say they did
yeah,
say that you got to stress
website.
The X.
Love it. Love all the stuff you guys do.
Thanks, Mark.
And oh man, it was hilarious yesterday. Thanks. Jay Moore sounded like he was going to wet his pants.
Yeah, it's a fine line.
Hey, what do you think of Richard Cheese?
Okay,
thank you.
Richard Cheese.
They better have got that down the hall. Thank you, Mark. I want T-shirts from that station because it's cool. Because it has the O&A thing.
KXOA.
K-X-Stream
O&A.
That's right. Richard, you want to do another one?
I would love to.
Okay.
With your permission. We'd like to do a classic number. This
well,
is
I want to give the plug. RichardCheese.com. A lot of people asking where they could get the CD, Lounge Against the Machine.
Yeah, you can buy it in record stores, anywhere music is sold, anywhere in the United States, or go to a website, RichardCheese.com. That's www.me.com. And the CD's on sale. And we're also going to be selling it at the show tomorrow night at the Mercury Lounge in New York City. We're going to be in Baltimore and D.C., that area, on Sunday night at Fletcher's. And we'll be staying at the Marriott in Fells Point. Cha-ching, I just got a free room. Thank you. I'm heading out to sing with the band.
Okay. I think they're going to do Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, really?
This is supposedly pretty good. Let's check it out.
Yeah.
Can you hear me, baby?
Yes.
This is a classic number. It's about a woman who's trying to purchase something to get from down here to up there. You know what, Bobby? What do you say we swing it today? There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows those stores may be closed. With one word, she can get what she came for. Scooby-dooby-doo-doo-doo, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows those stores may be closed. With one word, she can get what she came for. The tree, the brook, the songbird singing, all of us our time is given. Oh, makes me wonder. Yeah. I said, oh, and A, it makes me wonder. Buddy Gouda on the drums. If there's a bustle in your hedgerow, don't be alarmed now. It's just a spring clean for the May Queen. Two paths you can go by, but in the long run, there's still time to change that road you're on. Bobby Ricotta, change that road for us. Yeah.
shining white light wants to show. And if you listen very hard, the tune will come to you at last. And all for one and one for all, won't you be a rock and learn how to roll? Won't you roll? And she's buying a stairway. To heaven. Oh. Thank you.
Yeah, Lounge Against the Machine. Very nice, Richard.
Thank you very much.
Very nice.
Thanks, Opie. Thanks, Anthony. Thank you all.
No, thank you. Thank you.
No, thank you.
No, really.
What did I say about thanking you? Thank you.
That's enough of that crap.
Okay. Thank you, Marv.
All right, Stevie.
Yes.
What's up?
You said you needed to know about NSYNC. What do you need to know?
Let me think.
Everything.
Like what?
I don't think there's anything I need to know about NSYNC.
Yeah, Stevie, what are you, an NSYNC fan?
Yes.
How old a guy are you?
A girl.
Oh. You sounded like a young boy.
Oh dear, I love young boys, William. Wow. Once again, the show going awry.
Yes. Oh, I thought you were a boy.
Yes, I know. A lot of people do.
Can you imagine? What are you smoking, the cigarettes there, Stevie?
No.
You got that voice that is going to be hot in like a week. No, in a few years.
So did you pick up the new NSYNC album there, Stevie?
Not yet.
No?
Why not?
Because I haven't gotten a chance to.
Oh.
Can you imagine being NSYNC? This is what they have to deal with every day.
Yeah.
You know they want to get laid like any other guy.
It's like, oh, yeah, we're going to go out and get some chicks. Right. Oh, there's one on the phone right now. Hold on, let me talk to her. Yeah. Hey, Stevie, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Oh, Jesus.
No, that's it.
Great.
No wonder one of the Backstreet Boys is in rehab.
Imagine that, yeah.
Couldn't take it anymore.
You got to drink and take some dope in order to deal with that whole thing. I got a bunch of chicks, and they dig me, and they're 13 years old.
Right.
And she called me at recess.
Right. All right, Stevie.
Opie.
What?
You're hot.
13.
Yeah.
Opie now knows NSYNC's hell. What are you doing? Opie, work it, man. Work your pimp hand.
Well, do you at least look 16?
You like ice cream?
Thank you, Steve.
Offer her some candy. What are you, crazy?
That's funny, right? All right, good. Ass man.
How you doing, guys?
What's up?
I'm kind of jealous now. My pictures didn't come out all right. I want to retake my pictures.
God, you even sound fat.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Come on, guys. Give me a break.
Resonating in his gullet.
You can hear the fatness.
Yeah.
You're 510 pounds, ass
yes,
man.
Yes, I am.
Ass man can't stay down with three barrels in him. Not with three.
I'm not going to allow you to cut this ass man on the couch and let the little kitten go bed. Sorry.
You know, that would have worked.
What on earth is that?
That would have worked real well if you put down the sub before you tried that.
Yeah, the words were trying to squeeze their way around a chicken leg.
What's going on with the ass man?
Ass man weighs 510 pounds.
That's a lot of ass.
And ass man showed our intern, the lovely Rachel, his junk the other day. Actually pulled down his pants to reveal his junk. What she saw horrified her. Horrified her. She stepped back, screamed, and then described what she saw.
It was one big mass of stuff.
It's like the yam bag. Get this. Just the yam bag.
You know when you take a water balloon and there's too much water in it and you hold it by like the knot?
But wrinkled like an elephant skin.
Right.
And in like somewhere between where it's attached and the end of it was an opening.
Keep painting this picture.
Where the actual unit is. But it wasn't poking out. Wasn't poking out. It was so embedded in the fat.
Like a frightened turtle.
Right. Exactly. Like a frightened turtle.
You want to hear the reaction? We got the audio.
Do we?
S-Man pulled down his pants for
Baby Ra-Ra.
I think this picks up right where he starts.
Okay.
Baby Ray-Ray.
Baby Ray-Ray, I say Ra-Ra, you say Ray-Ray.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Sager's Richard. That.
Richard,
last man, let's go. We understand that it's not worked up.
Kind of shy. I mean,
that's all right.
Just let her rip. Let her rip.
There you go.
Hey, I won't tell anybody.
Let her rip.
Ass man. 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 Ass man.
Guys, I must warn you again. You might not want to go into this area.
Not well.
I gave you this warning before.
Rachel will let us know.
After those armpits, I think I can handle anything.
Right. Rachel will let us know.
And Rook will be sitting right next to me, watching with me.
No, I'm not.
Absolutely.
All right, Rachel, lift up that mic so we get your nice reaction live on the air. Ask men, are you ready? And this is for Kathy, who's still on the line. She's interested in maybe dating you.
She's still on the line?
Yeah, 510 pounds. She hasn't given up yet. Come on, ass man.
Right. Do we really have to go down this road? Please, guys, I'm asking you. I don't want to go down this road.
Come on, drop your pants.
There's no cameras, I swear. We wouldn't do
no
that
cameras.
To you. Just go.
No cameras.
Get all right,
I will look away. I will avert my eyes. And
You have to watch with me, Rick.
Ben is utterly disgusted. And Rachel, you got a very beautiful girl now wanting to see your junk, and you're beating around
Kathy,
the bush.
I'm doing it for
Kathy,
man. I'm doing
it for Kathy.
That's
right. Helping out.
Come on, Kathy.
All right, here we go.
Power to the women.
Here is.
All right.
You don't really want to.
Oh, my God. Okay.
No, you got to, like, move away. Move away. Let her see.
Stomach just fell.
Don't do it all shy-like. Just show her. Whatever you got to do.
One,
do it.
Two, three.
Just
man,
let us see. Give us a quick
man,
three count.
We will give you another plug for your website. How's that?
Just quickly.
All right, here we go. The pants are down. Don't now look. You just got to lift the shirt up.
Now let her. Make sure she sees everything.
Lift the belly.
Lift the belly.
Lift the belly.
Lift the belly.
Lift the belly. Here we go.
Lift the belly.
Right now. I still don't see. I got to do
it. He lifted the belly and you didn't see anything?
Nothing. Yeah. I didn't see anything.
He lifted the belly 3 feet up in the air.
Come on.
What's the matter, ass man? What happened there?
Come on. One more time.
Tucked down somewhere.
It's all right, Rachel, get on the floor. You need a better angle. Yeah, get down.
Yeah, Rachel, get down on the floor.
No, but see, the thing is that the strap, this elastic is holding it down.
The you aren't showing. Ass man, you got to go the distance.
Come
here.
On, ass man. You want to be on our show.
One, it'll be over in a second.
You want to be on our show. This is it.
I know.
All right, get on the floor. Rachel, get on the floor.
I am on the floor.
Get on your knees, Rachel. Rachel, on her knees right in front of ass man.
Way down. Pull that up now. Let her see.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Look at her face. What, Ben? Rachel.
Oh, my God.
Rachel.
I'm confused.
Rachel, now, if we are all blind men, you have to now do your best to paint a picture. What did you just see?
Honestly, the first thing that came to my mind was, I thought it was like, that's not.
That's not what? What did you see?
Well, it just looked like flaps of skin. I mean, I could probably draw for you. It looked kind of like a.
Okay,
no
draw
offense,
it.
I mean, no offense, but it kind of reminded me of like a women's. Junk.
Oh, no.
Oh, women's junk. That was her reaction. It looks like women's junk. There's so much stuff there that it just folded everything else in, and he's left with
ass man,
women's parts.
Ass man?
Yep.
There you go. You're humiliated again. You're not getting your pictures redone.
Okay, no problem.
All right.
Let's go ahead.
Bye. There he goes, ass man.
There he goes to find an oven big enough to stick his fat head in to kill himself after that humiliation.
We're going to finish the show next as we go to break here. It's more Lounge Against the Machine.
It's a little number by a band called Blink 182. I took her out. It was a Friday night. I walk alone to get the feeling right. Started making out, and she took off my pants. That's when I turned on the TV, and that's about the time she rolled away from me. Nobody likes it when you're 23, and I'm still more amused by prank phone calls. What the heck is my friend said I should act my age? What's my age again? What's my age again? Cha cha cha. Thank you.
You guys have deteriorated to beyond belief right now.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Thank you.
Catch the best of Opie and Anthony. Saturdays, 11 to 3. 1027 WNEW.
All right, we're back for just a few minutes before we have to say goodbye.
Yeah.
For today, it's the Opie and Anthony Show. I want to thank all the guys that came in to show us their boobies.
You might want to put it differently.
Whatever.
You want to thank all the guys that wanted to participate in the man boob contest. Put it that way.
It was horrific, but their pictures are up on opieandanthony.com, a website we finally got back today.
Yeah.
See, we always win in the end.
Of course.
We keep telling you that. Sometimes it takes time. Also, Frank Caliendo, thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you guys for
having me. I think he's going to come back tomorrow for a little while, Anthony.
Nice.
He's going to be playing Rascals Friday and Saturday.
Nice.
Hold
on in the nice.
Nice.
Did Al Pacino have fun today?
I had a lot of fun. Let me tell you something, son. I sat here for a little while. The men came in and they had boobs. I was going to say the T word, but you can't say it. Let me explain something to you. When I'm looking at a boob on a man, I start thinking to myself, I like women.
Yeah.
But this man looks good, especially if he's shaved. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. Because some of them had the hairy man boobs. It was
hairy man boobs.
Your mind's looking at this crap, trying to figure it all out, you know?
Do you find the hairless man boobs more attractive than the hairy ones? Here's a question you can't win answering.
No, and I will never answer that. But I think you understand what I'm saying. When a guy comes in here with D boobs and they're hairy on top of it, it's hello.
Yeah. I like to call it the woolly mammoth. A couple of them. They could travel in herds.
Donna has a good instant feedback here. Let me see. Donna from Jersey. Hey, guys, if you ask me, Rick is enjoying this man boob contest too much. He's posing them the same way he poses the hot chicks that come on your show.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's making the guys hold their breasts up in the air and stuff,
it's
cupping
hot.
Them.
Rick, comment.
Is there musical man boob
it's
chairs
hot,
coming up?
Man.
It's hot.
It's hot.
Hakuna Matata means no worries. Rick's here with his camera.
To make up for today's show, we are going to need a daisy chain of lesbian girls on the floor for four straight hours tomorrow, just munching.
Well, unfortunately, we got more guys coming down with their mamboos. But if there's some hot ladies that want to come down and you know, join the party, we'd love to have
even
you.
The scales a little bit.
Comparisons, man.
Comparison.
Male to female.
Oh, that's good. Okay, we need
maybe
a girl
try
with
and
every
find
bra size.
A matching boob. From one girl to one guy.
Right.
We need a, and then they need a touch.
What?
Yeah, we need a girl with every cup size down here just to compare.
Just one girl with every cup size. That's the amazing part.
That's the weird thing. Believe it or not.
Thatch.
Yo, what's up? I just want to say that I learned today that when it comes to man boob, yeah. Opie says, let's see what you got.
I know. Well, someone had to say
it.
Thank you.
Let's see what you got.
Someone had to say it.
Give me what you got.
Real quick, Dale learned today on the show that on women, it's a bunt, but on men, it's a bock.
Brilliant.
Yes. And Ray learned that Ant can tell the difference between a 13 and 14-year-old
but not whether they're a boy or a girl on the phone. That's for sure. I sure dropped that ball.
Rim, what's going on?
What's up? I learned Joe Friday is full of contradictions today.
Yep.
And that stoners can tell the future.
Yeah, they sure can.
What's up, buddy?
Yeah.
Apollo dog.
Apollo dog. All right. So I'm thinking Richard Cheese is going to play us out here, huh?
Yeah, I would love to. You know, I'm very, very grateful to have this opportunity. You know what? Can I have my piano guy playing while I'm talking?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so much better that way. Thank you. Can I get a cocktail? Thank you.
Frank Caliendo at Rascals this weekend.
That's right. I'll be going to see Frank at the Rascals show and then going right over to the Mercury Lounge to see my show.
And I'll be splitting into two and doing my show and going to see Richard Cheese's
Thank
show.
Thank you. I love that support.
Oh, you're going to send Al Pacino to the Mercury Lounge.
I will be there, and I can't wait to see you play those songs.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Lounge Against the Machine tomorrow night at the Mercury Lounge.
That's right. We're going to be playing a big show. And we don't just play the little snippets that you hear in the Opie and Anthony show. That's just for radio, you know,
right,
the broadcast. We kind of shorten them up. We play full-length versions of these crazy songs. Yep. We take the hits that the kids listen to, and we swankify them. And that's what it's all about.
One guy thought you only had one song over 15 seconds long.
No, we have a whole album. The CD's got all the songs. It's over 30 minutes of entertainment on that CD. And that's a value at $15. So.
All right.
Good luck with that. But thank you so much for having me on. And we'd like to wrap it up with a very special love song. This is by a band named Prodigy. Bobby, go ahead and hit it in there, would you? I love this song. You can hear it on our Lounge Against the Machine CD at richardcheese.com. Change my pitch up. Smack my bitch up. I said, change my pitch up. Smack my bitch up. Whoa. Whoa. Change my pitch up. Smack my pitch up. Ouch.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I love you, Opie. I love you, Anthony.
You're
the other way around. And
thank you.
Frank, thank you. Thanks to the boobs. Thanks to the men. Thank you to all.
And thank you.
Good night. God bless. Tip your DJs.
And that's all we have today. We'll see you guys tomorrow, okay?
Right.
Thank you.
It's Opie. Don't be an a-hole.
Seem a little drunk, Anthony.
Go after yourself, Opie. All right, Ant. Now that it's 6:54 and we're just talking to New York.
Hey, New York.
See, I'm getting smart now.
Yeah.
Because it's too late to abuse me.
Yeah.
I got to go see Madonna tonight.
You're going to the Madonna show, aren't you? Madonna ticket.
I'll have a review tomorrow.
Madonna. You're going to wear a boy toy shirt?
You see that in the paper?
Oh,
today?
My God.
I'm not going to lie, you know.
Material girl stinking goes, material girl.
I'm not going to lie. It's easy to, you know, act like a tough guy. I think, it's going to be worth checking out. I'm not completely excited, but I'll go with it, you know. I was in the elevator today coming to work, and there was a guy in the elevator with me talking about how he's going to the Madonna show as well.
Yeah.
Talking to, like, his fellow employee. You were on the elevator, too, right, Ben?
Yeah. Yeah.
The steam that was escaping from this guy.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, oh, am I in for it tonight, man?
It's going to be such a great time. I have such good seats.
I saw her on the Blonde Ambition tour.
Yeah, there are only two types of guys that are going to Madonna. It's the guys that are taking their girls.
Help me
Opie,
out. Thank you.
And flaming homosexuals, pretty much. Which, hey, you know. If you're into that, hey, more power to you.
Look at the phones explode.
I hope he's not answering them.
Not answering. I have to go. Can't abuse me now.
You know what the first thing tomorrow is going to be? You're going to pop down a phone line. Someone's going to go, faggot.
How's the Madonna show, faggot?
Well, give us a full review tomorrow.
I think our listeners have short-term memories, and they will not even remember that I said this at 6:55 today, Anthony.
Sure.
We do have four pairs of tickets, though, to see Collective Soul at the Tradewinds in Seabright, New Jersey. Tomorrow night, tickets available through Ticketmaster, or if you give us a call right now, we will give you some Collective Soul tickets, okay?
Very good.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate it.